depends about Gappa. Is that called precision or is that called shalakishism? If it's Bavasaka, is it the Buddha knows it? That's the pilpul of the Minhag Tehillim Rachamim. It's the Shuva, the other Rachamim told that, it's Bavasaka.
It was a
Kaya
who was able to write that way.
Roger?
There's
a kind of a thing that you have to write that way, you want to spell it, you have to do it. Right. Because yes, you have a stamp, but the kids have a stamp, and it's a funny thing. That's what the city is. Stamp, but on Shabbos, it's a good thing. Assume everybody knows, so that. And that hammered out the Gemara Megillah, the Gemara on the top line presents the Machlokes Rav with Ravasi. Amar Rav, Megillah is not a Koranois Afilu B'Yochit. Can you be Yochit create a Megillah if you don't have a minion? What if you lay in the Megillah at home? The Yechidus, there's nobody else there. In the hospital, whatever. The Rav says it depends when you're laying. If you're laying Bizmano, if you're laying the Megillah on Purim, when you're supposed to lay, yep. So then Kari Moisaf, you'll be off. Then you can lay even if you don't have a Megillah. Shalai Bizmano, if you want to be out, say, create a Megillah, not on Purim. How do you do that trick?
Well,
but if you're not Purim, they have Purim, the Mishnah says all the people who live in the villages have a Kule, which doesn't apply Bizmano Zeh. Bizmano explains why it doesn't apply any longer Bizmano Zeh. But years ago, Bizmana Amshek Nesandela, Bizmana Tanan, there was a Kula that the people who lived in the villages outside of the town would lay in Kriyas HaMegillah the Monday or the Thursday before Purim. So there, what does it mean that on the Monday or the Thursday, that's Purim for them? Like for the Bnei HaYorai, Purim is on Yudale Zador. For the Bnei HaKrochim, Purim is on Tezvav Zador.
That's Monday.
Yeah, and for the Bnei, HaKforim, the people who lived in the villages, Purim is on the Monday or the Thursday before. But Mar says, no, they have to have the Suda's Purim, they have to have on Purim. Shalach Manas have to have on Purim. Now, Thomas Lev Yain and Shiloh Wire, it's not Purim. But the Kriyas HaMegillah, only a bit of Kriyas HaMegillah, but only the Megillah they laid before. So it's not that that is a Kriya of Bizmanas. It's not a Kriya on Purim, it's not Purim. So then at the Yaitse Kriyas HaMegillah, said a prophet. That was the Takana Tashik Nesagdala that they can be Yaitse the Kriyas HaMegillah, the Monday, the Thursday before. Most of the Shalom hold that it's only a Kula, it's a Hetzer. If they want to, they can lay in the Megillah earlier. If they don't want to, they can lay on Purim Gufa. But if they want to, they have a Kula, they can lay in earlier. Tesis in Yavam seems to disagree. Tesis in the first parak disagrees and says, no, that the B'nai HaKforim are not Yotze to lay on Purim. They have to dap can lay on the Yom HaKnis. Dap on the Yom HaKnis. Are they
allowed to lay it again if they get a Megillah on Purim?
Well, not, they were Yotze on it. If they were Yotze, maybe not. If they weren't Yotze yet, if they didn't lay on the Monday or the Thursday before, then if you're all like Rashi, then it's only a Kula, so let them lay on Purim and they'll be Yotze then. If you're all like Tesis, though, that was a Takranus on Shek Nasa Gdela. If they have to lay in Dafka and the Yom HaKnis, so even though it's not Purim, so the Stamet would not. They wouldn't be able to lay on Purim.
I think it was Malazay's
reason. Why did Malazay? Gmar gives the whole reason why. A historical reason why that din doesn't apply any longer to Bizmano. So Rav makes this distinction. Whenever you Yotze Kriyas HaMegillah of Bizmano, in other words, on Purim, on the prophet's mom, then you can be Yotze whether the Yachad of the Tziva, Filo B'Yachad. But if you lay in Shalai Bizmano, if you lay in, let's say, the B'nai HaKforim Alayning on the Monday or the Thursday before Purim, that's called the Yom HaKnisa. Or let's say Purim falls out on Shabbos. In our calendar, Purim never falls out on Shabbos. But Shushan Purim sometimes falls out on Shabbos. So when Shushan Purim falls out on Shabbos, the Gemara says that there's a Takonas Chachamim not to lay in the Megillah on Shabbos. Hakol Chayavim B'Kriyas HaMegillah, Ve'en Hakol B'Kiyim B'Kriyah. So everybody's obligated to lay in the Megillah, and not everybody knows how to lay. Shema Yavirenu Dara Rabbis B'Shus HaRab. Maybe he'll carry the Megillah in the street on Shabbos to go to a Belkin that he should lay in for him. So they made it there the Rabban that whenever Purim or Shushan Purim falls out on Shabbos, you're not permitted to lay. So what do they do when it falls on a Shabbos? So they have an alternative, either to lay. So when Rosh Hashanah falls on a Shabbos, they just don't lay at all. They don't lay. Well, when Purim falls on a Shabbos, they didn't mavatal the whole, let's say the Sukkot falls on a Shabbos, they just don't shake the rulers. That's all fact. But when Purim falls out on Shabbos, they didn't just say you won't lay the Megillah. No. So they said, yeah, lay the Megillah on another day. If you have Dinam, you can lay the Megillah on another day. So they also said, well, Purim falls on a Shabbos, lay it on another day. So which day should you lay on? He didn't lay in a day later, he lay in a day earlier. So the Marshal's a day later, he can't because it says, well, Ayada. And then Tatan, he lay in a day earlier. So that's also, they're laying in the Megillah, Shalai Bizman. Whenever they lay in the Megillah, Shalai Bizman, also, Rav says, then you have to have a minion.
Rashi made the copy course by Yom Kippur, because that's the because it's spelled it by so many Nisim. The same is true whether he lays when the day before, maybe he lays by himself. There's no Pasum and Nisim by Yom. There's no Pasum and Nisim by Yom.
The Yom is
the difference whether the Chinese Nisim lays by himself or by himself.
The Yom is a
Pasum and Nisim.
The Yom is a Pasum and Nisim.
The Yom is a Pasum and Nisim. The Yom is a Pasum and Nisim.
The Yom is a Pasum and Nisim. The Yom is a Pasum and Nisim.
Right.
It's like the same like by Yom Kippur.
Yeah, yeah. Something like that.
It could be that the falls on Shabbos the day before, it's Shabbos that they used this model. Because the home of Ma'akir Shabbos when they gave up the Gilead Nuts, and they made the Fridays, they used it on the Shabbos of Tisha B'Av, so you have to say
Shabbos. Shabbos, when did they have this to do? Shabbos, when did they, when Shushan Purim falls out on Shabbos, and they laid the Gilead on Erev Shabbos, so when did they have this to do? When the Shaila Magad Avram, and the Paskim and Akhon, when they have so many Paskim, they have this to do on Shabbos. Okay, either Shabbos or Sunday. Right. Some say Shabbos, some say Sunday, but no one says that he has this food on Friday. So you see, it's not like Tisha B'Av. Whenever Tisha B'Av falls down on Shabbos, then half of the Rishonim hold that if you ask on Sunday, the Sunday was the Ika Takoma. Whenever Tisha B'Av falls down on Shabbos, then the Takoma was the fast on Asiri B'Av. It's not a Nitzchay. That's the Sun Rishonim hold. It's not a Nitzchay. But over here, you can't say, whenever Purim, whenever Shishim Purim falls down on Shabbos, that was the Takoma. That the Bnei HaKrochim also celebrate Purim on Yud Dalet. No, so I write that they don't have the Suda on Friday, that either on Shabbos or on Sunday, but not on Friday. You see, it's a din that you're marketing Kriyas HaMegillah before Purim. Purim is either, is Shabbos. They say Al Nisim
on
Shabbos. They don't say Al Nisim on Shabbos. Right? But they don't say on Shabbos. That's the Kriya, Shalai Bizman. That's the problem, right? Those are the problems of the Gemara, right? To figure out what they do the other day. So Rav makes such a distinction, and Ravati says, "Then is man ben shloim, is man or b'asor." You always have to have a meaning. Whether you're laying in the Gila Purim or you're laying the Havdol. Rav used it once. They had a problem. Rav found he didn't daven in shul or whatever. There was barely a minion. The Rav, the Ravasi, it would have been easier for Rav to read the Megillah without a minion. It was on Purim. It would have been easier for him to read the Megillah on a minion, and he was choshish for Ravasi's opinion. So the top text, it says, Rav Yudah, v'choshlei Rav, l'hadi Ravasi, even though Rav is choshish for Ravasi, v'chatchila, but we don't pass by them. V'kolkom hilchaset avasit the Rav. Why? Because Rav Yechanan holds like Rav. You have Rav, Rav Yechanan both agree that you can lay the Megillah on a minion. So if it's Rav, Rav Yechanan against Rav Asi, it's 2-1. So you pass him like Rav, Rav Yechanan. Where do you see the Rav Yechanan's name doesn't appear on this daf? When they dig up Rav Yechanan from Daf Yutes of Kiyas. So Rav Yechanan says on Daf Yutes, the Perek Sheni, Daf Yutes, to come, Hakori the Megillah Haksuva ben Haksuvim, Lo Yotso. If you have a Megillah Sester that's written separately, like we have a Megillah Sester, a separate collapse. So then it's good, you're laying the Megillah. What if you have a Megillah that's written together? Say, Esther, Ruth, Koheles, Echo, Shir Hashirim, all together on one big cloth, all on one big scroll. So Rabbi Yechanan says, you're not Yotze. So the Gemara says, why you're not Yotze? But it has everything written there. It's worse just because it has another couple of songs stuck in. Let's say you have a yeshiva, a lot of yeshiva, they lay in Haftaris from a cloth. So as we daft a cloth, say for Yeshua separately, say for Shmuel separately. If you have Shmuel, that's if Yeshua shot from Shmuel Malach and Molah one collab is also good. No, it didn't have to be Dafka second. Like I said, you have Reish and Shmuel, so you can have a little bit of fun.
Okay. Here you read the whole Shmuel.
We only learn the Shabbos, we only learn Parshas Vayikra. We learn from a whole set of third acts. Reish and Shmuel, you have to learn.
No, you don't have to have it, but Megillah, maybe you have to have it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Rabbi Yechanan makes such a statement. If you learn the Megillah, Aksuv, the main Aksuv, if you don't have a seven Megillah, you're not Yotze. But then the Gemara modifies it. The Gemara says, a Masid, and the Maskonis of Gemara is that it's not so Pashut. Hold the Yachid, hold the Tzibur. If you're laying the Yachid, then you may lay. You would be Yotze with the Megillah HaKsuva Ben HaKsuva. If you're laying the Tzibur with a minion, then you're not Yotze if it's Suva Ben HaKsuva, because when you're laying the Tzibur, you have to have more Pesumi Nisa. And if it's together with, it's not a separate Megillah, it's together with other Svarim, Tehillim Mishle E of Megillah says, it's stuck in together with others, so there's less to
sum it.
Apparently not. But it says that
Who knows
what they maybe nobody knows because I think they're not. Yeah, but that's everybody's going to see that if they finish laning, there's still more. He starts in the middle. Sure. So it'll be obvious that he didn't read from the beginning to the end. He only read part. He only read the Megillah Esther part.
Sure.
Taisa said you see from that Gemara. We'll see. Taisa said you see from that Gemara that in Gemara there exists in the Tzias that somebody's reading the Megillah the Yochid. Yeah. If you hold like this Mandama, if you hold like Ravasi, that Bein Mizvana Bein Shlov is Mano, you can't be Yochid unless you lay Basara. So what does Rabbi Yochanan say that the Yochid, you're Yochid even the Megillah Ksuvah Bein Aksuvah? You see from the Gemara there that Rabbi Yochanan holds that there is a Hechatinsa that someone's writing the Megillah the Yochid without a Megillah. So it must be that it's this Mano. And he holds like Rav. So we have Rav and Rabbi Yochanan both agree and Ravasi disagrees, so we pass like Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. That's why Allah. Of course, if Rav is Choshish for Ravasi, that he tried to lay the Tzibur, so Mr. Amal, we should also be Choshish Lahatkhila to lay the Tzibur. Obviously, you see from the Gemara that there's more of a Kiyum to lay Kriya Zamegillah the Tzibur than the Yochanan. See, then it's more of the Hebrew somehow. What is the
Hebrew?
That's a machlekes from Shulchan Aruch. The Oroz Aruah raises that shayla. The Halacha says here from this daf on daf Hamad Aleph, you see the Feirish, that there's a yichus in having Kriyas HaMegillah the Tzibur. And it doesn't seem to be the general universal din of Kol Otam Kula of the Roi Vom Hadis Neva. The Mishnah says in Yume that when the Kain Gadol does the Hagrola, when he does, when the Yishiti does the Shiloh HaSor La'Azogo, when everybody does the Avodah, so there's an Indian of the Roi Vam HaRetzmelech to have as many Yidin as possible watching when he does the Avodah. That's a general din in all this, is the Roi Vam HaRetzmelech has many Yidin. And here it seems that it's a special din to have a minion. Once you have 10 people, so it's already, this Indian is fulfilled, it's still in Yisus, Basor. And then to have more people, that's a different Indian. That's Beroi Vam HaRetzmelech, to have as many people as possible. This is a special, unique Indian that's Miyuchad Dafke to Pesulini. That's the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. So that's what the Ozer Ruah raises the Shaila. Since this is not really, it's not a Dabash of Yidusha that you need a minion. It's not learned that from a Pasuk, it's an Indian of Pesulini. So maybe for the purpose of Pesulini, some Noshim should be Mitzurah, and maybe not. So that's how the Ozer Ruah is mistaken. So then at the end, the Ozer Ruah comes to the conclusion that yes, first he raises the Shaila, and then he concludes that yes, he thinks that women are Mitzurah. Why not? It's not a Dabash of Yidusha, women should be Mitzurah. Another Rishonim disagreed, they hold like no. Rishonim and Brachas have a Mefurish and Machlokes. The tour, both the two opinions, whether, let's say someone's laying in the hospital or at home, and you don't have so many people, you have 5 men and 5 women. So is that good enough? You have Basora, or should you try to be Mahadeh to have that 10 men, to have that either or so in possible? Yeah, that's why the women are Mechuyim, because Rav and Havi are next, and Mechuyim increase them again. So it's interesting, the Hagos on the side of the Rosh, the Hagos Ashri, quotes the suffix of the Ozer Ruah, and he doesn't quote the next line. The next line, the Ozer Ruah raises the Shaila, and then he's praising the Shaila, and they believe that it is good that women are Mitzurahs, because it's not that you really need a minion, you just need to assume it. It's the women are Mitzurahs. Hagos Ashri doesn't quote the whole Ozer Ruah, just quotes the suffix. So the Ramah, in Aruch Hayim, the Ramon, the Darkei Moshe, didn't have an Ozer Ruah parent. We just had the Hagos Ashi, they called the Hagos Ashi, and Shem Ozer Ruah is Mistapet, and the women are Mitzurah for us, so he says, therefore you should go to Chumrah. Since it's a suffix, the Ozer Ruah, you should go to Chumrah. The Ozer Ruah himself is Paisha that he goes to the Kulah. But the Magen Avraham points out that the Ramon quotes it as a suffix, so Dal Mehacha, forget about the Ozer Ruah, that the Ozer Ruah had a suffix, and then he was Paisha the Hakel. The Torah quotes in the Furush and Machlekes and in Brachas, and that's Shlosh HaShachlo. The first half in Parish Shlosh HaShachlo and Brachas. It's an explicit Machlekes in the Rishonim, where the women are Mitzurah for the purposes of Kriyas HaMegillah B'Tzibur or not. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah quotes it, since it's a Machlekes, since it's a suffix, so you should always be Mahadah Dafke to try whatever possible to have 10 men B'Shas Kriyas HaMegillah.
Why don't we have the same thing by soon this or by Ahavos by that word? And you say, if you're all alone,
But according to this one Rishani where it says you must have 10 males. I'll leave it to Rav Asi, why isn't then this mentioned in the Mishnah where you can put us with the youth?
Oh, that's what we're
going to show if you don't have a minion kind of get you fighting.
No, that's the famous night.
No,
that minute, no. The Havlokas Neres Tanik in Shul is not a din. That's only a minute. That's only a minute. Right. So that minute is only if you have a minion in Shul. In fact, Rabbi Yankee Fenden has a machlokes with other Afrinim. What about a Friday afternoon? And the minion is going to come late. Minion for Mincha is going to come later. Normally, like Chanukah there is Mishul between Mincha and Meir. And on Friday, a lot of times, the minion for Mincha is so late right before Shkia, if you light the candles after Mincha, you'll be ready Ben Hashmashah. So the Chazan has to light before Mincha. What if there's no minion yet at the time that he lights before Mincha? Some Afrinim, the Maharil says it's okay. You can say the Drach, the Chazan can say the Drach and there is Chanukah before Mincha, even though there's no minion, because there's going to be a minion.
Later on, we'll see it.
If you expect to have a minion coming later to see that there is a shul, the Chazan can say a bracha on the Havlok. Now, Yankee Fenden disagrees and he says, no, you can only say the bracha if you actually have a minion, Mishas Havlok. That's how Rav Soloveitchik said, Hashem, his father's a Havlok. His father thought like Rav Yankee Fenden. The Chazan can only say the bracha if you actually have the minion there. That was the whole, the minion only was. When you have a minion, when you have a minion.
If the minion didn't come in, if you thought the minion was coming, it didn't have a minion.
The blowing whistle in my face was a problem. The drop is only when you're going, when it's going to be seen by me. So here is a shayla. This machlek is Rav and Rav Asi, where they need a minion for Kriyas HaMegillah on Purim. When you have a Kriya Mugdemes, Shalot Bizman, or if you're laying early, then you certainly need a minion. If you're laying on Purim, then it's a machlek. Is this a machlek? All these things that we're discussing on this up. Is this halish of the Hatchila, or is this even B'diyevet? Because you just asked Akasha, that's Akasha that Balamor asked. Balamor asked Akasha, what's going on over here? That they say you have to lay in the Megillah, the Tzibur. Shaloi Bizmana, Bizmana is a machlekes. How come it's not mentioned in the Mishnah later? Mishnah later in the Masich, the list off all of the mitzvahs that require a minion. It says the Chazar Chashat, the Mishlusha, and Duchanim, the Kriyas Aser and Hater, all the different things that need a minion. So why doesn't it? Why doesn't it mention that Kriyas HaMegillah needs a minion? That's his kasha. What is that Mishnah?
That would be a kasha of us.
Kasha of Kaya?
Right,
the Mishnah Chav Gimel on the base. Mishnah Chav Gimel on the base lists up all the things that need a minion. Chazor HaShat, and Kaddish, and Kedusha, and Gorchon, Kriyas HaTerbet, Chachon Yavel, and Zichat Havel, the Bench Mezumen, right? There's all the things that need a minion. The fact that Kasha, why doesn't it mention Shura? The cemetery one. You have the Shura, so you have to have a minion. Ain't Shura Kusumi Asura. That's the good one. In Sanhedrin. Ain't Shura Kusumi Asura. If you don't have a minion, so you don't make a Shura. It's a din of Tanchumi Avelim the Tzibu. Nichma Avelim the Yochid and Nichma Avelim the Tzibu. You have to have that. Tanchumi Avelim. It's funny, yeah? I don't know.
So
I'm saying this is Rechas Avelim, Rechas Avelim. Yeah. Beso. Yeah, they're two different things. Rechas Avelim is one thing, and Tanchumi Avelim is another thing. Right? Two different things. So the Balamor is bothered with this kasha. Why doesn't it mention in the Mishnah that you have to have a minion for Kriyas HaMegillah? Rav and Rav Yasi both say you need a minion. They just argue when. After Shlo Bizman, after Shlo Bizman. The Mishnah doesn't mention anything at all. So he says, Araya, that everything we're discussing in this Gemara is all a Hatchila. That Mishnah goes on Chav Gimel and Beis, that goes to the Kuvah. You cannot do a period if you don't have a minion. You cannot have a Chazorah Sashak at all if you don't have a minion. You cannot lay the Kriyas HaTerah, Kaddish Kedusha both if you don't have a minion. Here, everybody knows you can lay the Megillah. It's manish, love is manish. But minute comes, so everybody knows you lay the Megillah without a minion. Just arguing, lachatzilah, is there a Hebrew in having a minion? So, shalai bizmano, yeah, but it is a Hebrew. Bizmano is a machlekes Rav Rabbas. Taisus doesn't seem to hold on that. Taisus that we just learned on Hayom and Aleph says, we're going to prove that Rabbi Yechanan holds like Rav. And since Rabbi Yechanan agreed that on Purim you can lay Kriyas HaMegillah without a minion, that's the din that we don't pass in this. Rabbi Yechanan against Rav Asi, so we don't pass like Rav Asi. How do they prove that Rabbi Yechanan doesn't say a word over here? Because Rabbi Yechanan on Daf Yutes says that there exists a hechetimtze of Kriyas HaMegillah b'yochid without a minion, and people are yoytze. The Megillah haksuba ben haksub mi yoytze if you lay it b'yochid. Taisa says, if you would hold like Rav Asi, that Kriyas HaMegillah ben Bizmana, ben Shalai Bizmana requires Asara, requires a minion. So it's never Gemot. There is no Hechetimtze of Kriyas HaMegillah B'yoch. Period. So that's right, that he holds like Rav, that there exists a Kriyas HaMegillah B'yoch, the Hain of Bizmana, Anpur. What's the Hechoche? If you hold like the Baal Hamor, that the whole discussion, Rabbi Rabbi Yechanan is only in the level of L'chatchila, but B'diyevet, everybody holds, if you lay in the Megillah B'yochid, you'd be Yosef. So Rabbi Yechanan is L'choladei. Rabbi Yechanan says there is a Hechatinta, there exists a Matthias of laying in the Megillah B'yochid. Everybody holds. Rabbi agrees, Rabbi Yechanan agrees, Rabbi Asi agrees, everybody holds. The Mishnah doesn't mention on that Chav Gimel Yidin in the Sabbat, it's not Miyakit. They're just people in the battle of Hatzchilis. And Rabbi Yechanan doesn't talk about Lachatzchilis, he talks about B'diyevet. So what's the right? So from the fact that Tosfos introduces Rabbi Yechanan to demonstrate that Rabbi Yechanan holds like Rav, so see that Tosfos holds not like the Baal HaMor, they hold like the Ramban. That the discussion on Adab is Likuba. It's not Lachatzchil only, it's a real discussion B'diyevet. If you lay in the Megillah, B'yochid, are you Yotzei or not? Aye, what do you do with the Mishnah Dav Chav Gimel? The Baal HaMor is cash and the Mishnah Dav Chav Gimel. Well, this of all the things that need a minion, and it doesn't say Kriyas HaMegillah. So it's alright, Kriyas HaMegillah doesn't need a minion. That's the Baal HaMor's cash. So the Ramban has his parrot, the Ran, on the lid, quotes the Ramban, and the Ramban on the bottom of the Daf, and the Muhammad has the parrot. He says, no, the Mishnah Daf Chav Gimel is not listing off everything that needs a minion. The Mishnah Daf Chav Gimel only lists off those things that are Chayvus HaTzibur. That you're only Mechuyib if you have a Tzibur. Kriyas HaMegillah is not a Chayvus HaTzibur, that's a Chayvus HaYochid. That's what Rabbi says. Why are you not permitted to lay the Megillah when Purim falls on Shabbos? HaKol HaYochid be Kriyas HaMegillah. It's a Chayvus HaYochid. Then HaKol be Kiyim. Everybody's obligated to lay the Megillah. Not everybody, not every Yochid be Yochid knows how to lay. So there's a Xavier, he may carry the Megillah to a Baal Kerit to lay for him. So that's only Kriyas HaMegillah. So the Achronim asked, they quote, Achronim quote the name of the Vilna Gaon, this Kash and Teretz.
What about Rebbe has my son again?
No. The Sheva Brachas by the Chupi, you mean like this, right? You mean a different thing. The Sheva Brachas by the Chupi can only say if you have a minion. If you don't have a minion, you can't say. Now that there's an Achlekes in Shulchan Aruch, can they get married? Can you stell a Chupa without a minion? So you won't say the Sheva Brachas. Can you stell a Chupa without Brachas? So why not? Let's say I do a mitzvah without a Brachas. The Brachas is not Miyakit. So I won't say the Brachas. Some post and some Rishonim hold that they Shmuel calls Machoim the Raj and other Rishonim. Some Rishonim hold that here by the Chuppah the Brachas on the Yaakov and the Nisuin, because the Lashon of the Braisa Maseches Kalah, the Kalah B'loi Bracha Asur LaBay LaKanida. Then they say Kalah B'loi Chuppah, Kalah B'loi Nisuin. The Lashon of Braisa is Kalah B'loi Bracha Asur LaBay LaKanida. So the Mashmoyes of this simple translation of the word sounds like that the Birchas Nisuin is Ma'akev and the Nisuin. And since everybody agrees that the minion is ma'akev in the brachas, if you don't have minion, you can't say the brachas, so you can't have any suit, that's a shayla, can you stell a chuppah? Eris and bichas, eris and mechatzil, you need a minion. But if there's any slight shas atzak, if there's any difficulty, so you don't need a minion. All you need are two kosher eris, for bichas eris. And the eris will be chal. But the bichas nisuin, that's the din that for sure you need a minion. That's the chuppah. If you don't have a minion, you can't say it. And the Beishmuel quotes the Machlokes HaRishonim at Eben Ezra, can you shtel a chuppah without a minyan, knowing in advance that you won't be able to say the Birchas Nisuin? So some say yeah, and some say no. That's the shayla. Well, the Birchas Nisuin is marked in the Nisuin. It's marked in the chuppah, but without a minyan, they don't say the Birchas Nisuin. So this is the Ramban's answer. The Ramban says, the Mishnah, vein parasim al hashma v'pachas mi'asore, and you don't duchen, you don't learn kriyas hatar, you don't say makti, you don't say chazoras hashat, and so on. The Mishnah is only listing off those mitzvahs that are chayvus hatzibur. If you don't have a minyan, the whole chiyuv doesn't get off the ground at all. So the Mishnah lists off kriyas hatorah, chazoras hashat, kaddish, kedusha, baruch hu. Those are chayvus hatzibur. It's not going to mention kriyas hamegillah. Even if you hold like Rav Asi that the minyan is always me'akid b'riyevet, same bizmana ben shalev bizmana, the minyan is me'akid b'riyevet, but no one will say that kriyas hamegillah is a chayvus hatzibur. No, it's a chayvus hayochid. It's a chayvus hayochid which you cannot fulfill with less than a minyan. Yeah, I thought it was
coming.
That's a different thing. Whatever you make Pekin Hegdish, yeah, but that's clearly a different thing. Birchas Chasanim, that's okay. Birchas Chasanim is okay. You only have the Chiyuv to say Birchas Chasanim when you have a minion. You don't have a minion, isn't it? That's okay. Also, Stamets also Chayvus HaTzibur. Stamets is right. If you have a Tzibur, then the Mechuyiv to say Birchas HaTzibur. If you don't have a Tzibur, there's no Chayvus to say it all. That's okay. Birchas HaTzibur is also okay. That's how the Ramban says, that Kriyas HaMegillah is a Chayvus HaYochid. And these Mandomim and Adat, Rav Rabasi, what they're saying is, you have a Chayvus HaYochid. You can only fulfill your Chayvus HaYochid, the Tzibur, if you have a minion. But they didn't say that it's a Chayvus HaTzibur. The Ramban says that's why he doesn't belong in that Mishnah. That's what Rav Soloveitchik told us, that his grandfather, Rav Chaim, always used to be makdiv to hear Kriyas HaTorah on Sheni V'Chamishi, even when he was traveling, when he was busy, whatever, and he couldn't daven b'tzibah, when he wasn't able to get an inyan to Kriyas HaTorah, the tefillah b'tzibah, but when he would be on the train, he would always make a point of getting off of the train, stopping at some community, and getting together a minyan for Kriyas HaTorah. Even if it'd be Monday afternoon or Thursday afternoon, he would spread together people in town who hadn't yet heard Kriyas HaTorah to lay. The Rav used to do it also. A lot of times he used to come into New York by train on Monday morning or a Shredish or something like that, and he couldn't make it. Then he had to die. He had to leave. He had to daven Yechidus Olam. He had to leave early. So he would always ask after the shiur, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, he would always ask, is there anybody who missed Kriyas HaTorah this morning? And everybody would raise their hand. Half the class would raise their hand. And then he would say, okay, we'll put together a minyan. He said, and he used to say, Rav Chaim held that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chodesh HaYochid. Chayyus Hayachad, you can only fulfill the tzibur, but it's a Chayyus Hayachad. Tefillah b'tzibur is not a chiyum. Tefillah b'tzibur is a kiyum. That if you daven b'tzibur, you stand a better chance of having your prayers answered. What are we daven for? Because once the Rosh Hashanah answer our tefillah. The Gemara says in the Seita, the Gemara says in Bracha, Hank El Kapir Lo Yimah, Terech Kodesh Baruch Hu Boyz, the tefillah Sarabim. That if you daven b'tzibur, you stand a better chance of having the tefillah answered. But it's not a chiyum, not a chiyum. So if you can't, so you can't. But Kriyas HaTorah. That he held was a Chayvus HaTzibur. So he said that he remembers as a young child that he didn't visit Rav Chaim at all. I think he said he only visited Rav Chaim twice in his whole lifetime. So he said that on one occasion, when he was about to travel to Brisk to visit Rav Chaim, so the other grandfather, Rav Pujina, he lived in Pujina most of the time, also, so that his other grandfather told him, when you go visit the other Zay to tell him that he's wrong. That the other Zay, Rav Chaim holds that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chayvus HaYachid, Zoktin that the Ramban and Megillah says that there. This Ramban and Megillah, and this Daphay, the Ramban answers the Balamor is kasha like that. How come on our Daf, Rav Ravasi say you need a minyan for Kriyas HaMegillah? Why isn't it mentioned in the Mishnah? So whereas the Balamor gives his parents, the Rav Ravasi is just discussing everything on a level of the Hatzila, not the Di'evet. And the Mishnah goes on, the Mishnah is only listing up things in the Di'evet. Ramban holds like cases that the Gemara over here is talking about the Di'evet, that the minyan is Nikuk. And still it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. How are you talking? So the Ramban, quoted by the Rad, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, Kriyas HaTorah, quoted this. He says that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chayvus HaTzibur. Everything in the Mishnah there is a Chayvus HaTzibur, it's not a Chayvus HaYochid. And our Daf, we're talking about a Chayvus HaYochid, which you cannot fulfill unless you have a minyan. It's a different story, so that's why the Mishnah wouldn't mention it. On Daf Kov Gimel Amud Beis.
I spoke about Kriyas HaTorah. Remember,
right, the Rishonim quote that they were davening in shul on Shabbos, and then the Crusaders came. They came to make tzaras, so all the Eden ran away. After Shabbos, the middle of davening Shmoneh Esrei, everybody ran away, and they were hiding for a couple of days until the goyim, until the Mishugoyim went away. So then the next Shabbos, it says it was peaceful, so they got together. So the Rishonim quote the Ma'aseh that they lay in the Kriyas HaTorah last Shabbos on this Shabbos. They lay like Mechubar, like Matas Ma'aseh Mechubar. They gave the Kohen's Aliyah twice as long, the Levi's Aliyah twice as long, they just went to the center as if it would be Mechubar and Yachad. So the Sharia Prime says this Chiddush, that the only time you make sort of Tashlum, the only time you have to make up last week's Sedmir on this week, is only if last week the Tzibur got together, and they were Mechubar and Kriyas HaTorah, because they started to daven, and then they ran away in the middle. But what happens if there was a snowstorm and no one went to Shul? There just was no minyan to Shul? So the Shara Prime writes that it never was a Chiyiv in the first place, where Shabbat had Kriyas HaTorah. When they get together with the Shabbat, they don't learn last week's Seder. They only learn this week's Seder. That's what the Shara finds. Others disagree. Others disagree because they hold that the Tzibur always has a Chiyiv to learn all the Parshiyas HaTorah during the Shachas HaShana. But they couldn't learn last week, so you should make up this week. So for this Gemara, you see on Daf Hem and Aleph that there certainly is a difference between Kriyas HaMegillah B'Yach and Kriyas HaMegillah B'Tzibah. That Kriyas HaMegillah B'Tzibah somehow enhances the Kriya and it makes it up as more of a Pesumim. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Yerushalmi. The Gemara says later. That the brachas that we recite before and after the Megillah are different. The brachas that we say three brachas before the Kriyas HaMegillah. Amik HaMegillah and Shachar Nisan and Shachyama. So the brachas that we say before the Kriyas HaMegillah, that's a chayva. מחויב מן הרבנן, זה לא יודע, גילי מחויב מן הרבנן, אני אשכה את הברוכס כל המיס לזכור לברך עליהם לא יבל עשייה. You have to say those three brachas before. The bracha, ha-rovitz, rebeinu, ha-zonis, dinayin, or that the Mishnah says, depends on a mach mishanagu. That's a minik. Mach mishanagu, the varech, the varechu. Mach mishanagu, shalai, the varech, lo yivarechu. That's the Mishnah later on. That depends on the minik ha-mach. That's the Mishnah on daf, chof alef and al. The first Mishnah and the third paragraph. Akoris ha-megilo, oimid v'yoshu, you can lay in either sitting or standing, doesn't matter. And then it says on the second line, mach mishanagu, the varech, yivarech. And more comments of that halacha, that it depends on Mach Mishanagu, is only respect to the Bracha Shal Achreh. But the Bracha Shal Afanah is a chayda, because Kol HaMitzvah is cool, and the Baruch HaLein, Moed HaLasiyah. That's how the Gemara is. So the Yerushalmi, that's the Gemara on the top of Kol Falah from the base, and 10 lines from the top. Omer Abaye, Lo Shana Vayla Li Achreh. Avol Afanah, Mitzvah Levarah. Mitzvah means that it doesn't depend on the Minig Amor. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes in the name of the Yerushalmi that this minik to say a bracha l'achreha is only b'tzibur. In B'yochid you don't say a bracha shal achreha. Why? Because the Kriya HaMegillah b'tzibur is a different chalashem Kriya than the Kriya. B'yochid, Kriya b'tzibur is more of a pisul minyan. So that's what's muchach from the whole Gemara. That's him and all. If you lay in B'yochid you don't have a minyan, so you don't say the bracha shal achreha. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. The Bir Abra, the Gemara Goyen, disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch and he says that they misunderstood the Yerushalmi. And he says, you look in the Yerushalmi, it's talking about Kriya Satayra. It's not talking about Kriya Samegillah. Kriya Samegillah, why does it make a difference for the Elaine the Yachar, the Elaine the Tzibur, the Kriya Samegillah? You have the same key in anyway. Unless you hold the Shalai Bismano, you're not yet, but Meretach Bismano. We're not laying on the Yom HaKnisa. We're not talking about Bnei HaKrachim, who are laying a day earlier. We're laying on Purim. As far as we're concerned, the Grand says, why should it make a difference? That's what he says. Why should it make a difference with the Elaine the Yachar, the Elaine the Tzibur? The meaning to say a bracha shel achreh should apply equally to tzibur and b'yochid. He says, from the context of the Yerushalmi, he claims that it's mashma mucha that is talking about kriyas haTorah. That when a yochid goes to learn, so he says brichas haTorah in advance, and then he sits and he learns. When he finishes, he doesn't say bracha shel achreh. Masheini kein in shul when you learn kriyas haTorah. So whoever finishes his aliyah says a bracha shel achreh. Rabbi Zvi is a kind of Masha used to tell the story. Somehow he's very fond of this story. So in his family, they live with a lot of chalayim. He used to live with chalayim. So he said that he had an older brother, Rav Shlomo Gor, that was his father, Rav Shlomo Gor. He had an older brother, forgot his name, who once went to the father, he lived in a different community in Europe, went to the father to learn with him at, in Frankfurt for a few weeks on vacation, then he went back home. So he went back home, he had a dream that he was learning with the father, and after he finished learning, the father told them, close the Gemara and say, I shall not learn a parasem. Say the Brach Shal Achreh. And he was all shaken up, he was all nervous, he didn't know what it meant. But he sent a letter to the father, he asked him, what does it mean? The father didn't want to answer, a week later he died. The son died. That this Rabbi used to tell over this story, that it means that you never say a Brach Shal Achreh after you finish learning the Yom, because you're not finished. That's how the Rishon said, you're not finished.
But
see, with the Chachamim never required that you should learn the whole Torah, keep on learning and learning. People have to go to work. They can't sit in the shul and hear the Kriya HaTorah all day long. So when you finish the Aliyah, then you mechuyav. So you say a bracha shel achreh, I'm sorry. But the Yochid, you never say a bracha shel achreh because you never finished. There is no achreh. And this guy had a dream. This he was the Talmud Chacham. He had a dream that his father told him, close the Gemara and say the bracha shel achreh. So all the members of the family understood that that was a bad siman. Means that he's finished. That's the end of his life. He said bracha shel achreh. That was a siman that he was going to die. So that's what the Goyim claims, that Yerushalmi, that you don't say a bracha shel achreh, b'yochid, goes on Kriyas HaTorah, but you don't say a bracha shel achreh, because you're not finished. But on Kriyas HaMegillah, it doesn't make any difference. Yor HaShulchan writes that he thinks that the minhag is like the Zohar Goyim. And you say, Arovitz Rivenu, Adonis Dineinu, even b'yochid. That's what he writes. The Mishnah Brura writes, he thinks that the minhag is like the Shulchan Aruch. I think the Yor HaShulchan must have lived in, they lived in different communities. The Yor HaShulchan must have lived at some Lithuania than the Yuchat. In the Mishnah Brura, at this, the Chavos Chaim traveled around more. It's another community. The Kitz HaShulchan Aruch writes what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Most Balabatim follow Kitz HaShulchan Aruch in Europe. It wasn't so popular. Yor HaShulchan wasn't that popular. Mishnah Brura, the Yerach Lo wasn't so popular. So I think in most communities, the minig is like the Mishnah Brura writes. That you don't say Haralish Rebeinu unless you have a minig.
So
that's the shayla. What if you have five men and five women? Do you say the bracha or not? So the Ramah says that that's a sfeika gedina. whether women constitute women are mature to this minion or not. So since it's a machlekes, so the proper thing is not to say the
whole
thing.
The whole practice is machlekes.
That's a good taina. That's a good taina. Right. So somebody showed him explain why. They still saw there's a Gemara in the first parish of Lita, that there's a din of Sophic Tumma, the Rishus Hayachi, Sveikal of Tumma. Sophic Tumma Shusaram is Sveikal of Tumma. So what's the definition of Rishus Hayachi and Rishus Hayachi? So Gemara has two definitions. One of the definitions is when you have three people. When you have three people, the mind of that are all together. If you have one person here, and two people in that corner, and they're very far apart from each other, then it's the Rishus Hayachi. But if they're all three are together near each other, in close proximity, that's called the Rishus Hayachi. You're not the private place. Locked in, no one has the right to come in. That's defined as the Rishus Harab. So some Rishani say in the beginning of Masechus Nidah that just like women are not mitzvah to make a minion, women are not mitzvah to constitute a Rishus Harab. Why? Because women are not mitzvah to make anything considered public. The Rabbi Shalom wants the women to lead a private life. They should live between us. So even when they get together, they're not mitzvah to constitute a Tzashem Rabbit or Tzibur. So that's why 10 women don't constitute a minion. That's why 3 women are not mechuyev. 3 women are not mechuyev to bench mitzvah. It's optional. It's a reshus. Simple reading of the Gemara Brachah is mashma like that. That by 3 women bench mitzvah, it's only reshus. It's not a chayiv. There's only going past is not so. Mishnah quotes that when they're going past is like the rush, that it's a chayiv. That 3 women who eat together are mechuyev to bench mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't understand how come the minig is not so. That people are always looking out for mitzvahs, always looking out for chumras. And that is, he never heard that three women should be mocked with the dafki to bench mitzvah to be choshish for the goyim sheep. The minigoyim in the most places is not like that. We assume that 3 women is only reshus to bench mitzvah. Why? So that's what the Rishonim said. Because women are never mitzvah to constitute a shame rabbim or a shame tzibur or a shame kabura. Same as over here, to constitute a b'sum in Yisrael, you have to have a kriya for rabbim, not a dovish b'dush kriya for rabbim. And the women don't constitute a rabbi, because the Rosh Hashanah that the women should lead a clear Zvika life. The Zvika life means to lead a private life. To get an aliyah, you mean? To get an aliyah. Yeah, doesn't necessarily mean that they're mitzvahs. Doesn't mean that they're mitzvahs to the
minyan.
You haven't had
to
not necessarily. Why not necessarily? Doesn't necessarily imply that there's a minion. You have to have a minion there. And then the woman, or the cotton, or the yadid can get an ali. Even though they themselves are not mitzvah to the minion. Doesn't necessarily imply that there's a minion.
It's connected with the basin. Kabbalah's basin is a tzimulisha. You have a basin and receive data. That's your tzimulisha. It doesn't need any further publicity.
Why do you say that the reason you don't make up a chayav by yochid is because you didn't finish learning?
Never finished.
Why should you have to make a book every time you learn? See, you make a book already. I started when I was 10 years old and I'm going to finish when I'm 80.
That's a good shot. The Rishayim talk about that. The Rishayim had a machleg. A person was Yisiyah Das from learning on the same day. And then he picks up later. He learns, let's say, you have to daven for half an hour. And then he goes to work. And then he comes back home and he learns later in the day. It's quite super gone. But does he say another bracha now? Some Rishonim say yes, because if he gets a long hesach hadas. And others say no, that there's never any hesach hadas. One long mitzvah hanim sheches for his whole lifetime. So really, he should only say one bracha when he's done mitzvah, that should pass for the rest of his life. But the Rabbi Tam seems to say no, that Birchas HaTorah is not the first time that Bar Mitzvah Bocha says Birchas HaTorah on the day becomes Bar Mitzvah, it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. And every day of his life when he says it's a Birchas Shevach Lohizor. Not really Birchas HaMitzvah. The Birchas HaMitzvah he covered. Hashem gives off the Bracha the first day in his life when he's Bar Mitzvah. And that covers the learning for the rest of his life. And every consequent day that he lives, Amei Yesim Shon, he says another Birchas HaTorah, that's a Birchas Shevach Lohizor, the Chacham HaMasakin, to say once a day every day, Shlosh Ani Goy, Shlosh Ani Yov, Shlosh Ani Isho, Oti Sodis Foro, Oti Sodis Gura, all the other Birchas HaShachas, the Birchas HaShachas, like one of the many Birchas HaShachas. But it's not really a Birchas HaMitzvah, that's exactly the deal.
The Birchas HaMitzvah, and they do have fire anything, but these are Birchas HaTarot. It can't be just Birchas HaShachas. You're not supposed to learn, that's what I mean, I'm going to tell you, say you're going to learn.
Okay.
If
that was
a
Shabbat,
you should have, why
would you be so mocked with? Why not? You should give the Shabbat, what do you want? Can they cover that there? Why not? What's so big? Why? Gemara has a, Gemara speaks about Kriyas HaMegillah for people who don't understand Hebrew. And you design them out. Mishnah says if you're lame. And the second line of you design them out. Kruah targum b'chol lashon lo yotza. If you're lame, Kriyas HaMegillah in other languages, in not yotza. But kore mosa b'lo azaz b'laz. What do you mean kore mosa b'lo azaz b'laz? So many Rishonim say the pshat is like this. If you understand Hebrew, the Ran has a machlokes with the Ramban about this. If you understand Hebrew, then you're not yotza in any other language other than Hebrew. That's what the Mishnah says. Kruah Targum. If you, let's say the Megillah is written in Ashuris, the Megillah is written in Hebrew, and then you learn in a different language. Sabari not yet. You're not learning the Torah Haksa. You're saying Balpeh. That's what the Gemara explained. The Mishnah says Kruah Balpeh Lo Yotza. So what does it say? Kruah Masa Balaz is Balaz. If it's written Balaz, it's not written Balaz. When you say a translation Balaz, that's Balpeh. That's for sure no good. But when does the Mishnah allow you to learn the laws of Balaz if you understand French and it's written in French? Gift is the gift and what is the modern, Yivon is the Yivonim. If you understand that language and you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, then you yoytze, it's written in that language that you understand. But if you understand Lashon HaKodesh, then it says, Kruah Targum Chol Lashon Lo Yot. So you're not yoytze in translation if you understand Hebrew.
What?
That's how the Gemara says. It has to be written. Suva Ashuris. I, but you just said, can be written laws as balaz and yivanis and mothers and gifts and such. The means has to be transliterated. And Hebrew characters, like you, it has to be Hebrew characters, and then you have French written in Hebrew characters, and you have Chinese written in Hebrew characters. Yeah. But it doesn't mean that you write it in French letters or in Russian letterings or in Chinese letters. Right, in Hebrew, it's just Suva Ashuris when you transliterate that language. That's what it means.
You understand
you,
but you have all
these
laws, you understand the laws.
Says you're not yet. The Mishnah says that you're not yet. So then the Mishnah says that this fellow who doesn't understand Hebrew, we have the din if he learns the laws that he does understand, he's yet say. Well, what if he listens in Hebrew? The Mishnah says, Malay Shasham Ashur is yet. If he hears in Hebrew, so he is yet. Everybody gets it with Lashon HaKodesh, even if he doesn't understand. So the Gemara has a comment on that. The Gemara says, on Yud Chesem and Aleph, about 10 lines from the bottom. Aloy Shasham Ashur is Yotza. Beg Bihimah Beholah Yotza my Kamri. He doesn't understand a word that they're learning. They're learning Megillah in Hebrew. He doesn't understand Hebrew. So how can you say that it's Yotza Kriyas HaMegillah? And for the Gemara, Midah Dehavi Anosh and Yami Horus. So what about the women of the Yami Horus who don't understand the Megillah? So they're Yotza. Even though they speak Hebrew, they don't understand. So they're Yotza here too. And the Gemara says the same is true, let's say, when the people do understand Hebrew. We who understand Hebrew, do we know every word in the Megillah Esther? The Gemara says, Rachashtiran b'nei haramachim bi'adina. You don't understand what it means. So the Gemara says, so what's the answer? The mitzvah's kriya pisumi niso. We yotze, even though we don't understand, even though we understand 99% of the Megillah, but we don't understand 1%, if we yotze, even though these people don't understand 100%, or they don't understand 90%, so they're also yotze. Hello! So the Gemara says that it's good. So there is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Brachos on the first half in Shlosh Shachlu regarding the din of Shamei Koina. Let's say the husband comes home and he says Kiddush to his wife and his children. And let's say the wife doesn't understand him. She doesn't understand him. She doesn't understand the words of Kiddush. So would she be Yotzei or not? If she says Kiddush herself, so the din she's Yotzei, even though she doesn't understand the words. One is Yotze, Tefillah in Hebrew, even if they don't understand. But Shamea Koine, she listens to her husband say Kiddush. Shamea means you have to hear. But Taisa Shita Shamea means to hear and to understand. So one who hears and doesn't understand, the lo shame, the lo nikra shame, so it's not shame, so you can't say shame koin. And Rashi disagrees and says no, that shame koin applies as long as you hear the words, even though you don't really understand, you don't know how to break down the different words. Asher k'dashanu v'tzaisal v'ratza v'anu, they think it's all one long word. They don't know asher k'dashanu v'tzaisal v'ratza v'anu. They don't know where to break off the words. Even if they don't understand, but they heard it, the Rashi says that's called shamaya koin. And so he says, not so. It's not even shamaya. The person doesn't understand the language, you can't even call it shamaya. Shamaya means you hear, and you understand what you hear. If you don't understand that. So Tais is there, and Brachas comments, strange that here on Megillah, there is no Rashi in Tais. It's Brachas. Tais and Rashi discuss the Pshat and Nigmar Megillah. So Tais says that this Gemara really supports Rashi, I'll be Pashto. The Mishnah and the Gemara say that the Yoytze creates on Megillah, the Balkori lays on Megillah. And everybody's Yoytze. Everybody's Yoytze in Lashna Kedishim there, they don't understand. So the simple Pshat is that Shemek kind of lies. No, you don't understand. So Tais says, no. So why does the Gemara say, Elo Mitzvahs Pis, what does the Gemara say? Elo Mitzvahs Kriya. What is the Gemara give such an arichas b'varet? It's all the Gemara's talking. In Hebrew, everybody yotzei whether you understand or you don't understand. And in translation, you only yotzei if you understand that translation. Giftus, giftus, and lodus, lamadim, and yivonus, yivonim, and so on. Why does the Gemara give such a complicated answer? The Taisa says, you see from the Gemara, that in Kol HaTerukul HaShemeh, Kainah does not apply if you're not made in the Lashon. It's a special din that creates on the Gemara. Special yotzei min haklal. That even though it shouldn't be considered Shemek Kohen, it's a special dip. Mitzvah's Kriya Pisuminis. But in other places, it wouldn't be good. That's what Taisa says. It's a very, very difficult dip.
I don't know if, like, it's the Shad of Shemek Kohen, or the Shad of Tavi Tzvi, or one of the Shvi is also saying, and the Shad of Havana Tavish, so if he's also saying it, then there's no problem. He doesn't have to Shemek Kohen, it's a dip that he's saying it.
But it's not, what if he's deaf and he doesn't hear? He can't say Shemek Kohen. Even if he's not deaf, but he's Eino Meivin, so Taisa says, Elo Nikra Shameya, Ulo Shameya. Shameya means Shameya Shmiya Umeivin. If he's not Meivin, so he's not a Shameya.
But if you say Shameya, then it's as he's reading it.
But that's only if he's a Shameya, then he's going. If he's not a Shameya, so he doesn't get off the ground. Nishayna Shameya is not going. Not Shameya, right? So Taisa says, by definition, that's when he's Shameya. Shameya is Shmiya Bechush and Shmiya Bahavan.
I'm not going to be saying, well, I'm not saying Shmiya, and they don't understand. They're just listening to it. Somebody's more like that. You see, that Shemay doesn't mean understand. He's just listening. So he says, Nosha and why is Rotaya, right? That's the real way. And Nosha is the Shemay, but and they're not because they understand. They listen.
I don't know, it means that they don't understand. It means that they're not mechuyif to learn. You can't say noshim v'ilmot, they say noshim l'shmo.
It's not the question of learning to understand, it's just to listen to what they're afraid of.
That's a shayla. The Ramban Achumish comments, by hakel, the din is you have to have a noshim and noshim v'tav. So the Ramban raises the question, what kind of tav? So he thinks, on his own, the Ramban Achumish writes, he thinks that the tav is only tav, little children who will understand what's going on. If they won't understand the Kriya Satara by the hakel, so what doesn't make any sense to bring them? That's what he writes on his own. Then he writes, from the Gemara would appear that I'm wrong. But the Gemara says, the men come Lilma, the women come Lishmaya, and the top Lama and the Vin, and the Kalim and the Yer. So the Gemara would appear that Afilu Yanke Shadan, even Mamish Tinoikis, Mamish infants, don't even understand anything that's happening. It would appear from the Gemara, Litan Kalim and the Yer, that you do bring. That's how the Ramban writes on something. So Avechik once said a comment, he said, the Shema Kain, that he thought the Ramban was right. Ramban, not what he said, what is his chazor. So the Ramban was right. So what do you mean? You bring a Khan who don't understand anything. They don't. A little baby, a little infant doesn't understand. But Mamish Masase, what do you accomplish by bringing a baby who doesn't know what's going on? It only makes sense to bring babies who at least will be able to tell over. We were in the Beit HaMikdash and we saw the Kengor and we saw the Melech and we saw thousands of people. The baby's so tiny, the diapers, he doesn't see, doesn't he? Won't be able to tell over anything later on. They saw the Tinoik is Mamish Yonke Shadayim, doesn't make any sense at all to bring that. I think Marlik and Skylin of the Yen, there's no sphere. It doesn't go on Mamish Yonke Shadayim. You could say even that the top has to be able to understand. You could even insist that the top has to be able to see, to understand something. The Noshim Lishmani, the women hear, and they understand. And the top, even if they don't understand the Kriya, but they understand what's going on, that a lot of people got together to hear Kriyas at first. But they don't even understand that. And even that, and the women Lishmani means that they do understand. So they wouldn't do anything with Kriya Sahara. So the Shad is on this Gemara.
Constitution already have it provisions, whether it's Hebrew or English?
The Kala knows, generally speaking, what's going on. She understands what she's getting into. She doesn't have to stand. She does not have to stand.
She probably knows also what's going on. The idea of Kiddush.
That's not enough. The Kiddush, the Takana Chamorah, to say this Mizrach. So she's not saying it, so you want to say she's there to a Shemeya Kalina. The Taisha Tain is Elonikro Shemeya. Shemeya means you hear B'chush with the ears. And you understand, so she doesn't understand. As if she didn't say it. You can't say Shemeya Kalina. She's not Shemeya. By Kiddushin, there's no din. She has to say, she has to hear, she can be deaf, she doesn't have to say, she doesn't have to hear. She just has to understand that she's getting married.
The
husband doesn't have to know what he's talking about either, as long as he knows that he's getting married. It's better if he understands, I'm better.
Is the
No, the same. They have to know that they're getting married.
When you say, according to Ramban, that it means women understand truly, or they understand the words of what the Kriya is, or understand the words of the Kriya in terms of what they're going to explain.
Just have to hear the Torah Shabbat. So getting back to this Gemara, what does the Gemara mean here? Mitzvah's kriya pirsumi nisa. If you say like Rashi, it doesn't mean anything. Say like Rashi, it just means that Shemei Kohen applies even though you don't understand the word. But if you say like Taisvah, that says the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, what Taisvah's law locha. Like Kiddush, if the woman doesn't understand, but she should say along the words of the Kiddush with her husband, because she won't be yotzei with Shemei Kohen. So according to Taisvah, what do the words mean? Mitzvah's kriya pirsumi nisa. What kind of a notion is that? So one might want to say the following shot. I don't think this is correct. One might want to say the following shot. Maybe the Gemara means to say that there's a chiluk, like we were saying, between kriya v'yochid and kriya v'tzivah. And on that, hey, I'm an aleph. The Gemara makes the shalev is manai. Taisus in the Ramban hold, your mamash not yetz if you lay believe me. Rabbasi holds even this manai. Even I'm telling you not yetz if you don't have any. We don't talk like Rabbasi. The chachili, you didn't even believe it in that. But even Bizmana, it creates Amgila Bizmana. The Mishnah Berurah says the meaning is like the Ramah, that you don't say the Yoch at all. This is vain. It's a different Halosh and Kriya, the Yoch and the Tzivu. And the same on Dachi Yutes and Beis, the Gemara says, by the Megillah Aksuvah Bein Aksuvah, the Gemara that says is called the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that if you lame, the Tzibur has to be with Pesumi Nisa. So you have to have a Megillah that's a separate Megillah. That's the top line, and the second line on Yutes and Beis. Aksuvah Bein Aksuvah in Lo Yoch. And the Gemara says, "B'tzibu shoni, only b'tzibu you're not yotzei. If you lay the Megillah Aksuvah Bein Aksuvah, but if you lay the Yoch, you're not yotzei. Why? Because when you lay b'tzibu, it has to be more of a pesumi nisa. You have to have more pesumi nisa b'tzibu. So maybe that's what the Gemara means here, that this halacha of Shemeya Kohen doesn't apply if you're not made it. You don't understand because you're not called Shemeya. But if you lay the tzibur, even though you can't really apply Shemeya Kohenet, or if you have a minion, if you have a tzibur, then you would be yotzei, because you have mitzvah's kriya pirsumi nisa. So I'm sorry, you have to assume it. You don't have to come on to the din of Shemeya Kohenet. Maybe that's what it means. That's different din. But then it would come out of Chiddush La'alocha. So why Chiddush La'alocha? That is, that no one is yotzei kriyas ha'megillah b'yoch, because no one knows what Achashtaron b'nei ha'ramochim mean. The Zman HaTanoim, they knew. The Rivosh says, Zman HaTanoim, they knew what Achashtaron b'nei ha'ramochim mean. But the Zman HaGemara, they forgot what it meant, and the Zman HaZeh, nobody knows. So she come out Ladina, but nobody in the creates a Megillah, the Zman HaZeh, unless you read yourself, unless I read myself, or if I read along with the Valkyrie, when it comes to that passage that I don't know what the words are, then I say the words from a print of Kumish, fine. But if I'll rely on Shemeya Kaina, on those words that I don't understand, there's no Shemeya Kaina, period. But you gotta mean, you don't need Shemeya Kaina, then it's presuming these. Shemeya Gemara, what does it mean? No, not the Lane Megillah. You have to learn the whole Megillah. Like, Roy Megillah and Tech Haksav is sufficient. You don't have to learn the whole Megillah and Tech Haksav. Red Megillah and Tech Haksav is good. That's what the pastor can say. Let's say someone missed the pasuk. He didn't hear a word or a pasuk from the Valkyrie. He can say it from the printed Chumash. And then he should catch up with where the Valkyrie is, and then continue listening from the Valkyrie. Ivan, he lanes when he reads from the printed Chumash, it's not Mitzvah Haksav. The Gemara says, as long as Rav is laying Mitzvah Haksav, that's sufficient. You just have to be careful that everything should be in the right order. The Kriya should not be Lamach Freya. If Lamach Freya, then you're not laying. The simple reading is the tzibur means with a minion. And the yachad means without a minion. That's the pashup shot. The pashup shot. That's how Taisus learned. The Taisus on that ham and out that we read before. You see, you have a creed of the yachad and a creed of the tzibur and so on. Some want to say pshat, but it's probably 100% wrong. The chalkas yoyot has a tshuva. You want to say pshat in this gemara, that the tzibur doesn't mean the tzibur. The tzibur means when you want to rely on shemei koina. This is what he puts together with his gemara. He says, when you want to rely, when you're the yachid means when you're laning all by yourself. So who's laning? You're all by yourself. So obviously you're laning. Because you're laning, it doesn't go. You don't need shemei koina. But the tzibur means when I'm relying on another balkari. It doesn't matter. With a minion, without a minion, it doesn't matter. When you're relying on someone else laning for you, so you have to base your kriya on shemei koina. But shemei koina doesn't apply if you don't understand. If you don't understand, so it's no good. So how come the Yoytzei? So the Gemara said on Daf Yitzchak, Mitzvah's Kriya Pirsumi Nisa. Even though you don't really understand, there's no Shemei Koine, but it's Pirsumi Nisa. But how can you say it's Pirsumi Nisa? If it's Megillah Aksuvim, then Aksuvim, so there's a lack of Pirsumi Nisa. So that's what he says the Pshat is. Because the Turi Yevin asked a famous kasha on this Gemara. The Gemara is a Hatela. If I lay the Megillah all by myself, the Megillah Aksuvim, then Aksuvim. So the Gemara says on Yoytzei. Turi Yevin on Yoytzei. If you have 10 people together and they lane, the Balkari lanes, and Megillah Ksuvim, and Aksuvim, then all of a sudden you're not Yoytzei. So we have an answer, Kasha, Dal Mehocha, the minions. Forget about the minions. Let every person be Yoytzei, the Torah is Yochid. The Gemara doesn't make any sense. How can you say, be Yochid, be Yoytzei, be Ksuvim, be Aksuvim? And if it's Tzibah, then it's worse. How can it be worse? So you won't have the king of people. Let everybody be Yoytzei, the Torah is Yochid. So the Torah Yevin, by the Shah Messiah, if I answer that, Kasha says, Enachinami Abad. If they lay in the tzibur and shul with a Megillah Aksuv and Ben Aksuv, and Yapil and Ishla Iyav, and Megillah says they're all stuck together on one scroll. And they lay in shul the tzibur, and Tavad, every Yochid is the Yochid is Yoytzei B'Teres Yochid. But the Gemara means to say he's not Yoytzei B'Teres Tzibur. It might not mean if he's Yoytzei anyway. What do you mean he's not Yoytzei B'Teres Tzibur? So he says all those dinim that need tzibur wouldn't be fulfilled in Moshe. He wouldn't be able to say how Rav is Rebbe. You don't have the key of Kriya B'Tzibur. The Bracha Shalach Rea, if you're on earth, as you only say the tzibur, you wouldn't be able to say the tzibur ben aksuv. Or he gives another nakimina, the lane in the Megillah shalot is mana. If the bnei akvar ma lane in the Megillah earlier, or in Yerushalayim, when Purim falls out on Shabbos, the lane in the Megillah the day before, so it's a kriya shalot is mana. When there's a kriya shalot is mana, it has to be dafke the tzibur, so if you lane the Megillah aksuv ben aksuv, then you're not yet. That's what the Shagatai says, pshat yirimah. That can be Yochid, can be Tzibur, but Tzibur you're also Yochid, the Teres Yochid, just not Yochid, the Teres Tzibur. So the Chalkas Yev says, that's not Mamash HaDoichik. He's right. Shaktai's Pshat is HaDoichik. So he says, he's going to give a Pshat to Reva. What's his Reva? The Tzibur doesn't mean the Tzibur. The Tzibur means there's two people there. And I'm relying on his lane. The Yochid means I'm the only one. How am I Yochid? Obviously I'm laning myself. So if I'm laning myself, what do I care if there's no Pshat? What about the if there's no Pishtumi Nisa because it's Ksuvah Bein Aksuvin? It's not a separate Megillah. So what? You don't need Pishtumi Nisa. But if it's Betzibu means that I'm not the Balkorei, how am I Yoytzei? With Shemei Koine. So the Gemara said on the previous that the way it says this one, Shemei Koine doesn't apply if you're not Shemei Umeid and you don't understand. And nobody, the Gemara says, this Mara Gemara, nobody understands Achashturon and the Arabo. Nobody knows what the word is. And the days of the earlier Amorayim, it appears that they did know. And more talks about being Yoytzei v'Shemei Koine, even less than a minion, no problem. There was no problem, but in the days of the later Amoraim, nobody knew what Ahashtaran and Aramachan meant. If I was anybody Yoytzei, so the Gemara says, Mitzvah's Kriya Pisumi Nisa, that's okay, but if the Kriya is going to be done from the Gila Aksuvah, then Aksuvah, in a fashion that there's no Pisumi Nisa, then there's no Shemei Koine, and there's no Pisumi Nisa, so you're not Yoytzei at all. That's what he says, Pshat. If it even means that there are two. If you're not the Balkari, the Tzibur doesn't mean I'm in you. It just means if you're not laning yourself, you're relying on someone else's laning, so you're not yet. So I've heard that's the biggest thing. He says the word betzibah doesn't mean a tzibur. The word betzibah just means if you're relying on someone else's kriya. Very shvet. So I thought maybe you should reinterpret the other Gemara along his lines a little bit, but not in Ganson. Maybe you should reinterpret it. It's also difficult. When the Gemara says mitzvah kriya pesumi niso, maybe what it means is if you have a minion, then it's a special din of kriya samigil of astora, then you yersh, even though you don't understand. But if you have less than a minion, then you wouldn't be yersh, unless you understand it. Then it's very shvet. How is anybody yersh, the kriya samigil, and less than a minion? If nobody knows what achas karanim and aramachet, can it be that that's true? Whether it's not correct, it cannot be.
So you've never once said that the Mishnah might be making which doesn't make only for the Jewish makes proper Shmaya. So therefore, it's obvious that there are two theories, a game is a Migra and a game is a Panasumi. The only reason Nisha needs the Kriya Samagila is to date some kind of like, she does not be in the din of Kriya Samagila. Only the din of Prasumi Nisha. The only reason these Kriyas to date is all up in the Prasumi Nisha. The man, if you don't understand, it seems it's not like this, because she says Shemek, she has the key of pressing the Nisa, she doesn't need Kriya Samagila.
Let's say by the men, though, men have to have their fears.
So, that aspect of Rasumi Nisa, that probably be guys also. I mean, they don't understand. After
Medicare. Right, that's and what the Gemara seems to say.
The
Tash of Shan Gemara is that you have this, the Kriya Samagila, you yait even without it in you, even though you don't understand. That's the Tash of Shan. It's very doubtful to say. The Mechaber in Hilchas Purim quotes also from Rishonim, not from the regular Shem, quotes from the Ogur, from one of the other Rishonim, the Ochas Chaim, I think, quotes the following din, Achidish Niflo, that we don't observe. The Magen Avraham quotes Pasim to disagree. The Mechaber quotes the following din. Let's say I come home and I say Kiddush, and I make Kiddush for all the members of the household. My children can say Kiddush, my wife can say Kiddush, I don't know, she knows how to say Kiddush. So nevertheless, even though the other people know how to say Kiddush, the thing is that you say, Shamei Koine, I can say Kiddush and I'll be Moitzi then. What about by davening? Can I daven and be Moitzi the other people if they know how to daven on their own? Let's say the Baal Tefillah. The Chazan, which they have Tzibur and Shul, the Gemara said the end of Rosh Hashanah. Right. So the Mishnah in the end of Rosh Hashanah says that the Chazan and Shul says the Chazorah Hashanah to Allah, but he might say Mishnah in a Boki. Those that don't know how to daven. What about those who are Boki? The Gemara says, Kishem Shemot Yishen of Boki, Kach Mot Yishen of Boki. Just like he's mighty those who don't know how to daven, he can even be mighty those who do know how to daven. Then the Rishonim add on, based on the Gemara, that's only if you have a minion. If you don't have a minion, then the chazan can only be mighty the ain't of Boki. Let's say a person doesn't know how to read, doesn't know how to daven. But then the deal is, I can daven to be mighty. But if he knows how to daven, he cannot be lying. Not a Chazorah Hashem. I'll daven Shmoneh Esrei a little louder, because my friend, doesn't know how to daven. Shemeh Koyim. That's another din, I'm sure that's another din. But let's say there's another person here, two people all along, there's no meaning. And one knows how to daven, the other one doesn't know how to daven. So the din is that the one knows how to daven, should daven a little louder, and they might say the one that doesn't know how to daven. What if the other one, we both know how to daven, he's lazy, he wants me to daven out loud that I should be mighty in. Shiva Bracha. Shiva Bracha knows more or less the figure. He won't know what a truck. He knows all the Hebrew. He can figure out. He won't make such a major mistake. It'll take him 10 minutes longer than the Balkari. 15 minutes longer than the Balkari to lay in the Gemara. So if the people for whom I'm laying know are able to lay on their own, I can only be mighty then. I can only be mighty then if you have a minion. If you don't have a minion, you can't be mighty then unless it's Mamash Eina Bracha. That's what the Mechaber writes. The Bogan Avram says, where in the world did he get this from? That's a din by Tfilah. What? Shemeh Kaina by Kiddush. By Hadzor, we only say Shemeh Kaina. Why all of a sudden now, by Kriyat HaMegillah, you don't say Shemeh Kaina unless you have a dinyan? So he says, the Bogan Avram says, apparently the Mechaber is quoting these Rishonim hold that it's like Tfilah, like davening. Kriyat HaMegillah is considered like davening. Why should Kriyat HaMegillah be considered like davening? The Bogan Avram doesn't quote the Rasan Rechi Kadavan based on the Gemara and Dam Dalar and Manala. The Shulban Levi says on Dalet and Aleph that even though the Mishnah only speaks about Kriyas HaMegillah by Yom, it never mentions Balayla, Shulban Levi says, Chayvar HaMegillah HaMegillah Balayla, L'shanosa by Yom. You have to learn by Yom or Balayla, you have to learn twice. Shenemar, the Rive and the Pasuk is, so he quotes one Pasuk, and Ula Birua quotes a different Pasuk. So Ula Birua quotes a Pasuk, both from Tilling. Ula Birua quotes a Pasuk from Tilling that we understand. And we always pray to the Baruch Shalom and we never keep still. You don't just say Shevach once. Say Shevach and repeat the Shevach and repeat it. We have a lot to thank the Baruch Shalom for and we continuously repeat the Shevach. So that's the Kriyas HaMegillah. Kriyas HaMegillah is not some telling over the story. Kriyas HaMegillah is an implicit, even though it doesn't say the name of the Baruch Shalom, it doesn't say a word of Shevach. But we say the Bracha before and the Bracha after and we make it into a Shevach. And even if you don't say any Brachas, the Shevach is implicit, so Kriyas HaMegillah constitutes a kiyum of Shevach v'haridor to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's saying, L'man yisamecha chavod v'lo yidom, Hashem alakai l'yom eidecha. We don't only say the Shevach once by Yom. We say it by Laila and we repeat it by Yom. So that marker we understand, that you say Kriyas HaMegillah twice. But the first marker, no, that's Ula Birua. But the first marker, the Rabbi Shuv and Levi quotes also a pasuk in Tehillim, V'lakai yekar yom v'lo yisane v'laila v'lo dumi yomita. Person that follows all the days, Torah, so they daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam and they daven again, they daven again, they keep on repeating the tefillah. They don't just give the tefillah once and they don't want to do it to the Ribbono Shel Olam. No. The Gemara says in Tainus that on a Tainus people you have to daven Ne'ilah. We only daven Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur because that's the only Tainus people we have. But Yikar Adin, Ne'ilah has no Shaykhus to Yom Kippur. Ne'ilah is a Shaykh on every Tainus people. The Gemara says, what is the Yisrael of Ne'ilah? The Yerushalmi says in Tainus, what is the tefillah of Ne'ilah based on? Ribui tefillah. When you're nudded, the Ribbono Shel Olam is davening again and again, so you stand a better chance of getting it filled with things. So that's what the Pasuk says. So, L'kai yekar yomim v'laysan. I daven in the daytime, the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't answer. So I repeat the tefillah. The Laila, I'll daven again at night, below the meal, and I won't keep still. I'll keep on bothering the Ribbono Shel Olam with the tefillah until he'll answer my prayer. So the Gemara says that just like in that Perek and Tehillim, it says you daven and you daven, you keep on davening. The Gemara says, in Baruch Shlosh, it runs through Mechizah, the Gemara then is tefillah, what is Mechizah? So Rashi says, even if you finish davening, you daven it again, you daven again, you daven again, repeat the same bakosha. You keep on repeating it. So the same over here, by Kriyas HaMegillah, we daven once and we daven again. What does Kriyas HaMegillah got to do with davening? So the Rav says, you see from this Gemara that Kriyas HaMegillah is not only an implicit Shevach Vahidoro, it's an implicit Tefillah. The Haino, that just like the Ribbono Shel Olam made a Geula, at that time, he gave us a Yeshua in the days of Mordechai and Esther, he should give us a Yeshua from the present. Golus. We should give us a Yeshua from the present Torah that we have now. It's an implicit tefillah. So that's what the Magen Avraham writes, Pshat in the Mechaber. Mechaber quotes Rishonim, like these Gemaras, there's a different keel than Kriyas HaMegillah B'yoch and Kriyas HaMegillah B'tzibur. Mechaber goes so far. He says, when you lay Kriyas HaMegillah B'tzibur, you can be Yotzi, Moitzi, everybody who's there in the Tzibur, even if they're able to lay on their own. But if you're laying with less than a Tzibur, if you don't have a minion, whatever minyan means, either minyan means 10 men or minyan means 10 people, whatever the pshat and tzibur is. If you have less than a tzibur, then you can only be moiti the others if they're not bekiyah, if they don't know how to lay. If the others know how to lay, then you can't be moiti them. The Chabad says like that. The Magen Avraham says, we don't pass mark that. But before it gets, he says, let me show him hold on to it. But before it gets to his maskala, we don't pass mark this deep in the Mechaber. He explains what the Mechaber is based on. He says, apparently these, the Ogur or the Ochas Chaim, the Rishon that Mechaber quotes holds that Kriyas HaMegillah is a form of tefillah.
Like Yehoshua
Mosul. Like Yehoshua Mosul, yeah. Similar word. Right. Then if you have a sefer in a gur, then you can be mighty him, which are there for Aina. Even the Yochid. Right, right. Right, that's this Gemara. The Megillah is a kiyum of Hallel. The Megillah is a kiyum of Shevach Vahidot. But not only Shevach, it's a kiyum of tefillah as well. So you see from the Gemara, it's a very big Indian, L'chadchila for sure, it's a very important Indian to have Kriyas HaMegillah Asorah. And then the Mechaber, the tour has the two sheets, whether Asorah constitutes men and women or only men. So the Ramah treats it like a fake Indian, so he says you should always be Mahara that 10 men. And all of these Kiyumim are special when you have a Bitzibur. You have special Dinim, one sheet is that you're not even Yotzi, but you have a minion, and the Ramah says you don't say the Baruch HaShalachareah, that you don't have a minion. And then the Mechaber has a day that you don't say Shemei Kainah if you don't have a minion unless the other fellow is a boor or they're not alone on his own. So you look at the differences in halacha between Kriya B'yochid as opposed to Kriya B'tzi. There's an interesting thing on the night of Purim. Tosfos says after you finish davening Mar, you say Kaddish B'skavo, and then you lay in the Kriyas HaMegillah, and then you say Achati Kaddish afterwards. We don't follow Tosfos. The Maharil says we don't. These are places Dalit and Manal, places Dibba Masko Pesach. It doesn't say it has nothing to do with the Gemara. There is no caption from the Gemara. It's just a Pesach. It's a Dibba, it's a Taisus that talks about Halacha Lamaisa, like a Shulchan Aruch. So Taisus says, you say Kaddish Piskabel, and then you learn Kriya Samgila. That's not our practice. We say the Kaddish Piskabel to lift the Kriya Samgila. Same thing in the morning also. We say the Kaddish Piskabel to lift the Kriya Samgila. Say the Megillah before Ashri while it's in, and we say Kaddish Piskabel at the end. What do you say? Kaddish Piskabel to lift at the end for? The whole tefillah is over, so that's not so you're right there in Shuva. No, you see that the Kriya Samigila is an implicit tefillah. It's a chelik of the tefillah. It's considered a chelik of the tefillah. We don't follow this place. It's interesting, the Maharil has in the Shuva's Maharil, he points out that the practice was in his community, like in a lot of shuls now, that they would have Maharil in Shul as the same sacrifice, or early, whatever, and everybody would go home to get their wives and their children to come to Shul. And then there would be a pause of half an hour or so, and the chazan, they wouldn't say Kaddish Piskabel till after the end, till after the Kriya Samigila, even though there was a long hafsaka. They finished Meir.
But
Because you don't say Kaddish Piskabel, even then we don't follow Taisus. Not only don't we follow Taisus, but you're going to start to create something immediately after Meir. You're going to have a long pause, maybe half an hour or so. You still don't say Kaddish Piskabel right away. Wait till after the whole Kriya Samigila. And you ignore the fact that there's a Hafsaka. You ignore the fact. It's interesting that Taisus has another thing. Taisus says that on Purim in the morning, you take out the Sefer Yilein, it says Yilein, Vayovay Amolek, Apol Bishem Boel Atesha Psukim. You know there are only 9 Psukim, and Allah says you have to learn a minimum of 10 Psukim. So Taisus later quotes, some Rishonim hold that you have to learn the Mechaber quote. You have to learn the last Pasuk twice in order to have 10 Psukim. You only learn 9 Psukim, and you learn one Pasuk twice, it sums, adds up to some sort of like
a marker.
And then Taisus says, we don't do like that. We follow the Yerushalmi, that is Shalim and Yonah. If the Indian is completed in 9 Psukim, so you leave it in 9 Psukim, it's good enough. That's how we pass. And you only need 9 Psukim. And then Taisus says, what do you do with the Sefer Torah? And after the Kriya Sefer Torah, then you lay in the Megillah and put it in the morning. What do you do with the Sefer Torah? Put it back right away? Or you hold the Sefer Torah for 45 minutes till you finish Kriya Sefer Megillah, then you put it back. So Taisus says, Ve'ena Machzor HaSefer Torah L'mekomo. You don't put it back. And Lo Yeshay, the one who got hard visits, Ve'echiz B'yodav, and he holds onto it, HaShikoros HaMegillah, Mubarach Alei HaKasharat HaPalad, you say all the three brothers before, and then after the whole Kriya Sefer Megillah is all over, V'ahakach, and then you put back the Sefer Torah. Right, you say HaShikoros. We don't do it like that. We put back the Sefer Torah right away. So the Beis Meir and Arachayim writes, what is the issue involved over here? So he claims, well, that's the old chilufim min ha'avim to minig Ashkenaz and minig Sfarad. What do you do on Sheni v'chamishi, Monday or Thursday in the morning, if the Kriya Sefer Torah? So you start running into Ashri Volatin right away, or do you put back the Sefer Torah first? The Sfarad can say Ashri Volatin, even though the Magbiyah is holding out to the Sefer Torah. There's no design, I say, for the fact that everybody's ignoring the Sefer Torah. There's no design, I say, and there's no problem. How is the Magbiyah going to come to turn Ashri Volatin? That's a big problem. We're not worried. He'll figure out. Ebet Lachem Manetz. He'll concentrate also. Asher Volatin later. That's his problem. That's his head. We'll figure out a name. But the Iker is that there's no Fizoyan and the Sefer Torah, the fact that we're saying Asher Volatin, not paying attention to the Sefer Torah. That's the Minig's part. Minig Ashkenaz is not so. Minig Ashkenaz is that we're not really so worried about the Magbiyah. When is he going to say Asher Volatin? Rather than Shpet Asher Volatin. We consider it a Fizoyan HaSefer to have the Sefer out. And no one's paying attention to the Sefer. We're not laning, we're not doing anything that has to do with the Sefer. We're saying Ashri Volatin. I don't know. So the Beis Meir, it's a good question. I don't know. So the Beis Meir claims that this issue on Purim morning is really the issue, this is really the chiluf minhag between Ashkenaz and Sfarad. So he says, the Taisa says over here that Oiches HaSefer, the Torah B'yodoi, until after Kriya Samigilah, that's what we call now the Minig Sfarad. But according to us, Beis Meir lived in Germany. There's a Rebbe Kilei. There's a Tanya Rebbe Kilei. So they say, says, according to Minig Ashkenazi's practice now, then we wouldn't do what Taisa says. That's not practice. That we put back the Sefer Torah first before the Kriyas HaNegivah. But the Kaddish Niskabel we say at the end, right? Everybody holds. Both by Laila and by Yom. We say the Kaddish Niskabel after the Kriyas HaMegillah because we really assume that the Kriyas HaMegillah blends into Tefillah. We assume that it's a Chelem of the Nefesh. Yeah. Yeah. That's what later Achrayim say, that even though the Sfardin, even though the Minik Sfardin, that they say Asher is one of Tzion and the Sefer is that, but Kriyas HaMegillah is too long already. That's too long, 45 minutes. That's already either a Bizoyan, either it's a Bizoyan to the Sefer Torah to be Oisik and Kriyas HaMegillah for so long until it's not the Sefer Torah, but we're afraid that the one who got Hagla won't be able to concentrate for so long. Asher Balatian, Nishkin Pella, he will concentrate, or he'll say Asher Balatian later. The Hakni concentrate on Kriyas HaMegillah for 45 minutes, so that's why he later operating say that the Beis Meir is not right, that it wouldn't depend on Minig Ashkenaz, Minig Sfarad. Even according to the Minig Sfarad, they should also put back the Sefer Torah before Kriyas HaMegillah. But it's against Taisus. Taisus says not so. We don't follow this Taisus. Taisus says, on the night after we say Kaddish Niskabel before Kriyas HaMegillah, we don't follow that. We follow the Maharil. Maharil says we don't follow this. Well, it's not a mishay.
Why don't we have two Sefer Torahs, but they got like two Sefer Torahs, so we don't put back the first Sefer Torah. If you're not doing anything with it,
The Gemara in Megillah has a machlekes hachanayim. When you have a shana muberes on the avodam and beis, Gemara has a machlekes. When you have a shana muberes, when are you supposed to be yotzei kriyas HaMegillah? Another rishon, a purim pasuk, what we call, or another sheni? Can we pass in another sheni? What are the svaras in this direction and in that direction? So the Gemara says the first opinion that you should be yotzei the kriyas HaMegillah, another rishon is that ein ma'aviren ala mitzvus. You have an opportunity to read the Megillah, or at the bottom Taisus discusses that topic there, above on the page. You have a chance either to be able to create and give another Rishon or another Sheni, it's an equal possibility. So why not do the mitzvah the first available opportunity in another Rishon? Why should you wait for another Sheni? We don't follow that Shita, we follow the other opinion. Right? The Gemara says on the third line from the bottom, the stop the time of day, and I'll be but the other man, Damahot, Misma Gula Lagula, all this. The last three lines on the dot. That since Gulas Mitzrayim, since Yitzias Mitzrayim is Nissen, so it's preferable to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah and not the Sheni as opposed to other Rishon. So the Golden Goyen points out in Hilchas Yartzai, of all places. The Golden Goyen points out on this Gemara, and Hilchas Tainis, the Mechaber has some dinim about Yartzai. The Mechaber and Ramo have a machlekes when a person has a Yartzai, someone died in a Shana Pshuta, in a Chodesh Ador, in a year that there's only one Ador. If the person died in the Shana Muberes, so if he died in other region, the Yartzai is other region. Died in other Shana, the Yartzai is other Shana, no Shana. But if he died in the Shana Pshuta, the Yartzai is not to be observed in the Shana Muberes, so which month should he say Kaddish on, which month should he fast on? So the Mechab and the Ramah have a Machlek, if the Ramah says both to the Yartzai, they call Ashitas. He says the suffix should be called Kotzakar and Maharid. But Rav Yanke is vile like that, Maharid vile. But the Mechab and the Ramah start off by having a Machlek, should he observe? No, if you observe both, mitam suffix, then you can't be doshayin. That's how the pasuk says. Because mikra din is only one or the other. So which is it? So the chacham amar have a machlokes. Which is it? Is the ikir yartzai in other rishon? Is the ikir yartzai in other shayin? What's the issue? So the Golden Gaon quotes from the rishonim. The background of the chacham amar is the mishnah nedarim. If a person takes a neder, then he's not. He knows in advance that it's a shana muberes. If he doesn't know it's going to be a shana muberes, and he takes a neder. Not to eat potato chips and not to smoke cigarettes, whatever, until the end of Chodesh Adar, and he thought there's only one Adar. He did not going to be two Adars. So then it's only to the end of the first Adar. But if the person at the time he takes the net and knows that it is a Shana Muberes, and then he says he takes the net and not to eat potato chips or whatever until the end of Chodesh Adar. So the Lashon B'nei Yodim, B'nei Dorm Halachach HaLashon B'nei Yodim. So the net, it always depends, what did he mean with the Lashon? It doesn't depend on what he did. What it is. Then the Lashon Liyadim, what did that Lashon imply? So Lashon Liyadim, the Mishnah has a Machlekes, a mayor, and Rabbi Yossi whether other stam and lashem and the army first tell the rishon or other stam and first tell the sheni. And the Gemara has also a shadow when you write a shtar. When you have a wedding, when you have a get, a suba, a get, whatever, shtar moment, you write a shtar, how do you write? Do you write in other rishon, you write stam, other, you just write other, and other sheni, you identify other sheni? Or no, other sheni, you write stam, and other rishon, you write adar harishon. But that's the machlokes ha'tanan, because the shtar is written Meloshim Liyad, and then people take them dorm. That binds them according to the Meloshim Liyad. So the Mechab and the Ramah assume that the issue of the Yortzeit is like an Indian of a Nether. That he's been fasting on the father's Yortzeit the last few years. He fasts 1 year, it's like, and he implies he wants to be Mechabal of the Nether to fast every year. So it's as if he had taken the Nether to fast in Chodesh Ador. Now the shtar is Meloshim Liyad, which is called Ador Stam. Which is not called Ador Stam, which is called Ador. Is that called Ador HaRishon? And the second one is Ador Stam, or the second one is Ador Stam, the first one is Ador Rishon. That's what the Mechab and the Ramah have the Machlokes. Then the Ramah says, in Hilchos Taisis, Tav Kuf Stam Aches, in Hilchos Taisis. Then the Ramah quotes from the Maharival that the proper thing is to observe Yortzeit and Bol, in Tam Sofik, which is really, which is the real Ador, but it's not the Ikar Adin. The Ikar Adin, it's either Ador Rishon or Ador Sheni, depending on what it means in Lashem and the Yod. Comes with only going, and he says it's all wrong. The Chabad, the Ramah, with the Maharival, it's all wrong. He says you have to observe your Yortzeit and Bol in the Ikar Adin. What's the Ikar Adin? What's the Ikar Adin? They quote our Gemara, in the Gilad Abavam, that's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say over this part of that beer as well. He says, what are the Tanoim debating over here when you observe Kriyas HaMegillah, Matan Eslazen, Shalach Manes, and so on? And the Suda, whether other vision or the Sheni. No, but it's Purim. It's Purim and other vision, it's Purim and other Sheni. The Tanoim assume that they're both Purim. Other vision or the Sheni is both Purim. Right, that's the Gemara says, Lesa shall zeber zeber shall zeber zeber. That if you live in an era on the famous Chaimers, you should be known, and you observe all the mitzvahs on Tez Vav, Ador, you still have to be hesped of the tainis on Yud Dalet. If you live in a normal place where you lay the Megillah on Yud Dalet, it's also the hesped of the tainis on Tez Vav. And then the Gemara says also, on Purim Kotten, Ador Rishon, Yud Dalet and Tez Vav are also the hesped of the tainis as well. So what it boils down to in effect, this is Rav Soloveitchik said, but the B-Rav Ross says, if we really have 4 days Purim, this year we have 4 days Purim. Yudalim has vav other rishon, Yudalim has vav other sheni. The only difference is that you don't fulfill the mitzvah sayyam, and every day that they Pesach is 7 days, but you don't probably say that every day of Pesach, you only have to say that the master, the Gemara, the Arab Pesach, on the first night of Pesach, let's say, Rosh Hashanah, you can only lay, you can only have Tia Shoyt Bayyam, and not Balayla. This is a man within Rosh Hashanah. You don't say, well, it's Rosh Hashanah all day long, so you can either blow Shoyt Bayyam or Balayla. No, there's a certain part of Rosh Hashanah. It's good for Tkiyah Shatzir also. We really have 4 days Purim this year. And then there's a detail, what part of these 4 days of Purim can you be yet to the mitzvah sayyot? So the Gemara says, this verse, well, one Tana says, they not here in Allah mitzvahs. If it's a toss up whether you want to fulfill the mitzvahs in other rishon, other sheni, to do another rishon. The other Tana says, no, mitzvah gulu gulu adifo. But you see from the Gemara, they really both other rishon, other sheni, everything is Purim. Ha'isa and Hakam. Hakam both are Purim. So the Vilna Gaon says that that's the pshat, that both is really Ador al Pitin. And Lashon that he has them as a machlekes Rameh, Rav Yeis, and Mishnah in the middle of Nadarim. And what do people call Ador with the Shein Lavai? Do they call Ador Sheini with the Shein Lavai? Do they call Ador Rishon with the Shein Lavai? And which is the other stuff? But al Pitin, Ador Rishon is Ador, and Ador Sheini is both Ador. So you down with Ador is Purim, and Tez Vav Ador is Purim. You really have 4 days Purim? That's what he said, you see from the Gemara. That both are Ador's, and he said, and the Goyen holds that your side is not Patin in Yeregnumen Aneret, the first on that day in Ador. Not Taman Eder. What's the meaning of your side? So the Goyen doesn't finish the whole story, but the Achrayim explain. They say, what's the meaning of fasting on a your side? So they say that if the father or the mother died on that day, so Masama, that's a dangerous day. That's an unlucky day. We usually say we don't believe in that. But Loisa Nachashav, Loisa Yeinenu. Oinenu means the Russian Oinos, man, that you're not allowed to say Friday the 13th is an unlucky day. So yeah, Friday the 13th is not an unlucky day. That's what I'm saying. But in the 9 days, the Gemara says it is unlucky. Chodesh, the Gemara says, Mishenichna Tador, Hai Ba'isot Islaik Dina Bahadi Nakri, you should go for a dinner in Chodesh Adar because it's a lucky season of the year. And the 9 days, Mishenichna Tador, Hai Ba'isot Islaik Dina Bahadi Nakri, Nishtamit Minei because it's an unlucky month. State in the Gemara, there are healthy days and there are bad days. Shabbos and Yom Tov are happier days than the rest of the year. They are. It's like the summer, winter, the fall, the spring, the different seasons of the year. So the different man that a moment still go for tshuva, there is my tshuva, as long as still go for tshuva. And the rest of the year, the Gemara says, Yosh Hashem dihi matzah, when is that, I say, it's my Jewish state, and then I'm like, the Gemara says, it's not that we don't believe that the Zmanim don't play a role at all. The Zmanim of the Tatum don't play a role. Friday the 13th doesn't mean anything. But these Zmanim are suitable for something. So that's what the post can say, that if a parent dies on that day, so the children have to be cautious, and maybe that day is an unlucky day. Maybe there'll be a chashash stuck on it for them also. Maybe they'll also die. So when the person is the eighth star, he should fit. He should fit the tithes. So that's what a lot of posts can say, that since that day, we are my yard, so it's a yard stuck on it. So we recommend that the children should fit. So which is the day that's the unlucky day, which is it? So let's say, Moshe Rabbeinu died on Zayin Adar. So Zayin Adar is the dangerous day. So which day is Zayin Adar? Is it Adar Rishon Adar Sheni? So they say both. Adar Rishon Adar Sheni. Adar Rishon is Adar and Adar Sheni. Adar Din is Adar. And Rashim and the Yadam, people are not going to call both Adar. But the going says Adar Din is Nuchach from the Gemara. That both Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni are both considered Adar Adar Din. That's why both are considered the real Purim. So he says the Yartzeit has to be observed both in Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni mitzad Adin, not mitzad Tzofei. And what the Akharim said, that you can't be doiche, someone else who wants to daven for an omid, but he has a yartzeit in Adar Rishon because his father died in Adar Rishon and the Shanim will bear it. So the Akharim said, you can't be doiche in because the Rabbah's din of observing yartzeit that both Adar Rishon and Shanim is just the Torah's topic, Achumre, the going holds that it's not so, it's Mitzah Ikra did. Because both are really considered the Ibrahim HaTakon.
Why don't we make a point to the going in the first time also to Adar Rishon?
That's what one time in the Gemara holds, and then the Gemara gives the stock not, so we have Mishma, Gulda, Lagubo, others. So because they are which of the 4 days to fulfill the Mitzvah, so we pick all the Shein.
You can't have Titus on the Yartzeit,
Yartzeit, Shabbos,
Tanya, Chodesh.
The only reason that The utter of Shani has it because of this Gula. A vice does the equal utter of his own leadership. Therefore, as one has Yartzeit, as specific one of Yartzeit, and out of Shuka, even so far to say that in the second object, it's not even Benka Nova. That's that same view based
on. Yeah, that's probably the Tzaka Ramah. The front
says this is
the Tzaka Ramah. That's
Tzaka Ramah. Because if it's a Gula, that's only going to get to that.
Different
Gula. But if not, it's a Gula. But the biggest problem is that one was born in the 13th month. What is he by this? One was born in the 13th month before he had the day.
And this after so many years.
The beginning of the next year. The first time he becomes a mitzvah, the first day of his... The din is the boy, the girl becomes a mitzvah on the first day of the 13th year or the first day of the 14th year. What does become a mitzvah on 13? You give him a BMF, or BMF, but the first day of the 14th year. If he was born, let's say, in the Shana Mugaris, and he becomes by Mitzvah the Shana Mugaris and not the Shani, that's Zayin of the Shani when he's born. And then he becomes by Mitzvah the Shana Mugaris,
yes,
on Zayin of the Shani. Because Zayin of the Shani is the first day of the 14th year. But let's say he becomes by Mitzvah the year, but there is no other Shani.
Right.
When does he become by Mitzvah? Let's say before they change the law. Right. But then he becomes the first day of the 14th year of the Pashtus will be the first day of Mitzvah. Yartzeit goes, which is the unlucky day, which is the dangerous day. Mishnah beginning of the third paragraph, I just mentioned a few more things. Mishnah beginning of the third paragraph mentions HaKoreis HaMegillah Oymed V'yoshev, that it's permissible of HaKhila to lay the Megillah either to Yeshiva or Ba'amina. The Rambam says that that's only the Yochid. The Rambam and other Rishonim says that's only the Yochid, but the Balkori who lays the Tzibur is required to have things to stand in Kovod HaTzibur. The rest of the Tzibur doesn't even have a Dino HaTzibur that they should stand. There's no requirement of Dino HaTzibur. He stands in Kovod HaTzibur, but the Tzibur doesn't have to stand at all. It's not like Kriyas HaTzibur, that the Baron Rittenberg had a Chumre, also not Mikra, and they had a Chumre to stand. Right, but it's not like Kriyas HaMegillah, there isn't even a Dino HaTzibur like that. That's why there's a Machlokes in Achrayim regarding the bracha. I'm not going to have a sin ahead. And if it's fit to say that cloud, that whenever you say brachas amitzvah, you always have to say it. Then he has a few kashas. It says, Isha Yoshev is because the chalotza. The Mishnah Mechala says, a woman can sit and eat the dough. And the Mahesh Chala say the bracha while she's sitting. So the Mahesh Chala has a kasha on that. I even assume that brachas amitzvah, so he gives a test. A few other kashas. What about the faith on that? Unless you have a special reason why, let's say a birchas hanenah, you have to say why you're sitting. The kiddush also has to have a birchas hanenah in it. So you really should say the birchas hanenah. You should say sitting because it's unhealthy to eat the food standing. The Gemara says you did. The Gemara doesn't say it gets fat leg. That's what the Gemara just says that it's unhealthy to eat. If you sit the whole time, it takes to say the Baruch Hashem. So here is a machlokes. In Shulchan Aruch. A Yosef, the Kriyas HaMegillah is permissible to have even be yeshiva. So what about the bracha on Kriyas HaMegillah? So the Mishnah Brura and Hilchot Purim quotes from the Machshas Shekhar. Even though the whole Tzibur is going to sit for the Kriyas HaMegillah, but the proper thing is that they should stand when the Chazan says the brachas on Mikra Megillah and Shoshan Nisim Shechyanu. The proper thing is that everybody should stand because of that Magen Avraham and Tzim Echaz, that all brachas should be recited by Mikra. But Tnei Yeshua on the daf over here disagrees with that Machshas Shekhar. You know that it's wrong. You know that the only time you have to stand for a bracha of a mitzvah is that the mitzvah itself should be done by midah. So whatever position the mitzvah should be done in, that's the position the bracha should be recited. Just like the mitzvah should be done by midah, so the bracha should also be done by midah. Let's say the Tilat Lulav or at Kiyas Shofar or Sfirah Sa'ima. So the Rosh quotes from the Gaon that these mitzvahs, Bakoma, Bakoino, and Bereshav, and all Arichas, these mitzvahs should be done by Midas. Not only should the Asiyas HaMitzvah be done by Midas, the reciting of the Brach should also be done by Midas. But the Klai Yeshua Ta'in is like Kriyas HaMegillah, that it says the Fevish in the Mishnah, Kriyas HaMegillah, Oymid V'yoshev, that it's the Mitzvah of HaTchila to hear the Kriyas HaMegillah sitting down, you don't even have to stand on HaTchila. The Ta'in is, it doesn't make any sense that you should have to stand up for the Brach. I remember years ago, before the Mishnah Berurah was so popular, I remember davening in a lot of shuls where everybody sat down for the Brach. And now,
in Europe,
what? So you sat for the Brach. I don't remember in Europe. I was never there on Purim. But, what about Kriyas HaMegillah? They stood for the Brach on Kriyas HaMegillah. The whole part of Kriyas HaMegillah. The Kriyas HaMegillah? Getting the Mishnah. That the Mishnah says there isn't any Hebrew at all. Only by Kriyas HaTorah, the Maharam Luttner had a right to understand because it's like Maimon HaSinai. But Kriyas HaTorah is supposed to be a reliving of Maimon HaSinai. That's how the Mishnah is. Okay. No, but here stays the fair, that Kriyas HaMegillah can be the Yeshiva, or stay the fair.
I'm not quite sure. Rishon said that Kriyas HaMegillah should be not Yeshiva, that maybe Brach will also be Yeshiva.
Yeah, that's for the Brach.
Even they have a meeting now that the Megillah in Keres, where the Kriyas HaMegillah, but Kriyas HaMegillah has to make it like a
movie. Yes.
So they do it also. Private people do it also.
Yeah. No, that's not the Shulchan Aruch. Then you can open up the home Megillah, it's only for the Chazan. The Gemara in Tzokhan on Daf Samachet has a Kfeida on the Sudas Purim. The Gemara says one of the Amoraim used to fast all year long with the two exceptions of Purim and Shavuot. Purim and Shavuot, the Gemara says. So it's mashma a little bit from the Gemara. I mean, Purim and Shavuot. What about Shabbos? What about Yom Tov? Another Gemara. This Gemara doesn't mention. This Gemara just says Shavuot and Purim. So it's mashma from the Gemara that he fasted on Shabbos and Yom Tov also. What's going on? Why did he fast? There's a question of what? The finest kavayim, or he enjoyed fasting
more than enjoying.
He enjoyed more fasting than eating. That's how it says in Shulchan Aruch, that a person who's so used to fasting taneisim, who enjoys fasting better than he enjoys eating, so his dainik Shabbos is fulfilled by fasting. What about Yom Tov? Yom Tov doesn't say the favorish in the Shulchan Aruch, that's a machlekes achrayim the Maharil and others, whether that didn't apply to Yom Tov as well. So but Shabbos is only a mitzvah of vayne. Pesach night is zichas. That's not a question of vayne. Right. But you only have a mitzvah of vayne, Shabbos or Simchas Yom Tov, so that's what we pass on, that's judged subjectively. That if you don't enjoy eating meat, that you don't enjoy eating period, you enjoy fasting better, so the person is on a diet and is going to have aggravation if he's going to eat, or it's unhealthy for him. So it's all on his test. But on Pesach night, he has to eat, unless he's going to get sick. He's going to get sick from eating and drinking, and because of eating matzah mosa, he's not mechuyev to do the mitzvah. So he's not going to get sick just that he doesn't enjoy it. That's not a question of Simchas Yom Tov, it's not a question of Avoinek Shabbos, it's a din of Achila, mitzvah Achila. So he has to eat Korban Pesach, whether he likes it or not, Pesach, matzah, mora, because he has to eat whether he likes it or not. But on Pesach in the daytime, what about eating or fasting Pesach in the daytime, Shabbos and Yom Tov? So that's a mitzvah of oinig and a mitzvah of simcha. Whoever doesn't enjoy it should not. But on Shavuot and on Purim, that's what the Gemara says, that even if one is on a diet and he would rather fast than eat, or he enjoys fasting more than he enjoys eating, whatever, unless it's unhealthy for him, unless the doctor says he's going to get sick if he eats, then he's not going to do a mitzvah. But he's not going to get sick, that's the shayla he would prefer, he would enjoy more fasting than eating. But then the Gemara says that such a person should eat on these 2 days that are needed.
He says, about Pesach and Sukkot, whether Chatzi Hashem or except Shavuos, everybody holds that you can eat as much as you want.
I'm going to
lay in and pulling by Shavuos.
Right, that's how it is. The Rambam says in the Yarach HaZakeh that the Sudas Purim should be Bosa V'Yayin. It should be as a Kovah Dike Suda Bosa V'Yayin. And the Yayin should be Adilo Yada Ben Araham of the Baruch Matcha. That's what the Brisker Rav said based on that Rambam. That if you drink on Purim, Shaloi B'Shal Fasuda, you're not Yotze. Adelayada. The mitzvah of Adelayada is in the Suda. The Suda should consist of Basa V'yayin should be a Suda Hashuva. And the Yayin should be a lot of Yayin. Adelayada. The Rambam says Adelayada just means he should drink Yosem and Limudoy, and he should become drowsy and take a nap. That's what the Rambam says.
The
Rambam quotes from the Rambam. Adelayada
is a
Tizmah,
she knows. So,
I'm Olive
Base, Gimel,
Dalet,
and you shouldn't
teach about
the Tizna, but...
And Shulchan Aruch, they quote that
Pshat
of the
Mishnah,
why don't we Mishnah? Yeah, nobody has to bench, he has to bench. And Shulchan Aruch, there's an Achloikis, if the person has a Suga on Purim, and he benches after Balayla, Mitzray Purim, does he say Allah Nisim Anach? So, Lachatchila, it says that it's not proper to get involved in the Shaila. The best thing really is to finish the whole Suda before Shkia and to bench and say Allah Nisim and go yup, and then to take it out. And if the ever the person is not able to bench before, so then it says, we pass the Mikra Din that you go Basa Haskolas HaSuda. But since Haskolas HaSuda was by Yom, so you say Allah Nisim even by Lila. But it's not really right. Lachatchila is not proper. Maybe Shkodesh is on the Tzoy Shabbat, you mean?
No, Shkodesh is on Shabbat. And I watched the when it was the course of years. So I have to say,
I remember many years ago, in the summertime, we daven on Erev Rosh Chodesh. We daven, Mincha early, and then we sat down to eat around half an hour before, 20 minutes before the Shkia. We washed and were reading. And then we were going to eat for a while and then bench after the Shkia. So Rav Soloveitchik's mother was there. So she was sitting around. It was on a weekday. And we daven Mincha the Tziva before, then we were going to eat the Shkia time. So she started screaming at us. In Yiddish, she started saying, you don't know what it says in Shulchan Aruch that there's a machlek, but they say, Yalav Yorba or not. We go about to Tchilas HaSudah, Sof HaSudah, say, how do you get involved in a Sof? It says in the Hilas Purim that you're not supposed to get involved in this machlek, it's in this Sof. But you go about to Tchilas HaSudah, Sof HaSudah. So he said, you should begin and finish the whole Sudah on Purim, and bench up and say, Allah Nis, and they go, yo, not to get involved. And the Yevit, if the person didn't, so then it says, we pass and then you go about to Tchilas HaSudah. Still say, Allah Nis. But not, Lahat Tchilah. Then the Mogen Avraham has a machlokes. What if the person forgot to say Allah Nisim in the Sudas Purim? Does he have to bench over or not? So the Mogen Avraham says that the machlokes l'chora depend on another machlokes. He's guessing. Where the Sudas Purim requires pap. If you have to have bread in order to be able to Sudas Purim, then you have to bench. Because you have to bench and you have to say Allah Nisim. If you left that Allah Nisim, then you're not yoytzer. But if you could have been yoytzer Sudas Purim without eating pap, and you wouldn't have had to bench in the first place. You could have said Barna Pasha. So even if you happen to have bread and you have to bench, then the Allah Nisim will not be miyakir. That's what the Mogen Avraham says. You have a fancy meal, both of the yarn. You have a Hashulchan time is like that. There's no Havamim. He says no one holds that he eats until that's born without pas. Avadi needs pas. And the still a machalik is whether the Allah Nisim is miyakir, and he thinks that it's not miyakir. Rav HaShulchan is going to say that the Allah Nisim is not Miyakiv, and the Pas is Miyakiv. He thinks that the Rav HaShulchan's Taliyah is not correct. The Rav HaShulchan quotes the Mogen Avraham's Taliyah. Mogen Avraham says that there's a Machlokes Achrayim where the Allah Nisim is Miyakiv and benching on Purim to the Suras Purim. And he says that this depends on the Shaila as to whether he needs Pas. The Rav HaShulchan thinks that it's not right. He Zichar do need Pas. And he kindness, he Zichar are Yotze without the Allah Nisim. He says that it's not Miyakiv here.
But
the Gemara says in Bama Madlikin that Al Anisim you don't have to daven over Shmona Esrei for. You only have to repeat Shmona Esrei on a Yom Sheyesh B'Kor B'Mutkav. Like Chalamoid or Yom Tzif or Rosh Chodesh, Yalav Yal, except for Rosh Chodesh B'Layla, not because they have to catch Rosh Chodesh. But otherwise, aside from that time, a Yom Sheyesh B'Kavim Musaf, you have to daven over if you left out the Haskarda. If you left out Aneinu on the Tainus, you left out Allah Nisim on Chanukah Kippurim, you left out Nachem on Tisha B'Av. So the Brisa says that the Sefer, the Gemara quotes from Dhamma Madlikim, says you don't have to daven over. Only a Yom Sheyesh B'Kavim Musaf. But Mashenikim, the Gavi benching, There the Pasuk says that it's a different klal. Different, that doesn't depend on Yom Shi'is because it's a different halakha.
That's right.
The Vilna Gaon says there by Shabbat is an added reason why it makes sense that you can say it say because you might have Mechoil ala Kodesh. There's not Tosefis on Rosh Chodesh, there's not Tosefis on Chanukah Kippur. On Shabbat there's an added reason since you might have Mechoil ala Kodesh, it still is Shabbat. Even if you go Basad Gemar, I still the Basad Bench, you still say it say. But it's still a machlokes. Not everybody holds like the Grod. The Rishonim had a machlokes. Can you say it say if you ate the suda on Shabbos and you're benching after Shabbos? It really, lechatzil, you should avoid that too. Now that practice also not right. We pass in halacha that you do say it. Yeah, why do you have to start before? But lechatzil, the proper thing is to bench before the shkia also in order to avoid the machlokes, I would say. Then the Gros says it was Prat Shabbos and Yom Kippur that you're making a Chayil Ala Kodesh. Even the Shabbos Benjamin is still Shabbos. You were most of your Chayil, it's still Shabbos now. I'm coming in for you can't be most of your Chayil Ala Kodesh. Very good. In order to avoid it, like this.
In Mahaipur, the Siddha or Chavish here, we say he's about the
Why did the Chachamim of Masakin the Dafke and Mitzvah of Shalach Moritz Matan Eslar Yenim and Asudas Purim to have a lot of people, a lot of Reus, Yedidus, and Avon, Achvas, and Purim, more so than on the other side. So he claims that the Tam is the following, that the Gemara says in Shabbos that Purim was the second Kabbalah Atayus. Kima the Kibbut, Kima Mashi Kibbut Kar. That's the fact what you mentioned, the Goenim had a Girsim in Gemara, and Stohim and Matan Eslar that Hakal Moedim Bat Seres, and she was being a man of the family. Yom Shinit in my
Torah.
And Hakal Moedim Man Purim also because it's also Yom Shinit in my Torah because of Kim of the Kibbur. That Purim is also the Kabbalah Tater. By Kabbalah Tater, the first is Vayichan Shem Yisrael Neged Ha'or. Lashin Yochad, Vayichan Shem Yisrael Neged Ha'or. Yilei Vechad, Ki Yish Echad, Yilei Vechad. There was an Achdus of Kol Yisrael. So the Torah was not given to the Yechidim. The Torah was given to Kol Yisrael as a nation. That's why there's such a oynish chomer for one is Polish Medarki at Tzibur. Let's say the Tzibur is there's a tainus that they have an annual dinner or whatever, they have a function, the Tzibur has a function, and this fellow doesn't go along with the Tzibur. He observes all the Tariag mitzvahs, but he's Polish Medarki at Tzibur. He doesn't follow them in Hagi at Tzibur. So the Rishonim and Achrayim have, based on the Gemara, they say this in the Tzibur, there's all kinds of serious function. One is Polish Medarki at Tzibur. What did he do? What avera did he do? The avera is that he's breaking himself off in the whole Torah. The Torah wasn't given to the Yachid. The Torah was given to Klal Yisrael as a Tzibur. And that's why there's a Chiyuv. Mutar HaKol Yachid to Yachid. To be Mitzarek. He has to join part of the Tzibur. Unless the Tzibur is not a Fruma Tzibur. Then he has no greater. That's not a Tzibur. But if it's a Fruma Tzibur, then he has to join the Tzibur and go along with them. So because Purim is supposed to be the day of celebration of Yom Shinit Nibar Torah, and in order to be Mekabal of Torah, you have to have a Yicham, Oshin Yachid, Yishayah, Bolei Lechot. You have to have a Tzibur of Chol Yisrael together. So that's why the Chachamim were mistaken, the Chachamim were mistaken, that Hapurim, we should have the Sudas Purim having a lot of people over, not sometimes your wife and your children, to have some outsiders. That's the whole mitzvah of Shalach Manas. To have that kid to be in the shot of outsiders in your Sudas. And my father's going to invite him, and so on, to have Yedidus and Achman Reyus, to have the Tzibur of the Tzibur together, to enable us to have this new Kabbalah.
Scott, I'm Scott. 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 I'm